920 WGNU. Under clear skies, we have 39 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clear skies and 41. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
My job is entertaining preschoolers, and it's, well, interesting.
He gets that job!
Because kids at this age learn faster than they'll ever learn again. That's why your child should have a comprehensive eye exam at 6 months, 3 years, and before entering school to be ready for school. Because kids learn their best when they can see their best.
A message from the American Optometric Association.
Are we done yet?
Right now, the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. Right now the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how we discuss. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how we discuss.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. The
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Good morning, and welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African, and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. So much stuff to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. And happy Veterans Day to all of you veterans out there. It's so sad. It's so unfortunate that those of you that have given your lives or given parts of your lives or parts of your bodies to stand up for what this country says that it is about are not being honored as we sit here today to wish you happy Veterans Day. It's being dishonored. But I want to share a story with you, personal story with you, because my father is a veteran. Served in the Korean War, served in the Vietnam War, and other things that, because he's Green Beret Colonel in the military, there's lots of stuff he did. He can't tell me what he did. Special Forces, all that stuff. But I just want to share. For all of you families out there that are waiting for your loved ones to come home from these wicked wars that our country has put our people at risk. And I was thinking on the way in, thinking back of my father and his military career. And I remember, I was just remembering how I remembered on my way in to work this morning. I was remembering when my dad came home from Vietnam. I can close my eyes and see it just as plain as day, and it was decades ago. And I can remember him. We didn't know that he was coming home that night, and they never were very clear about when they would get home. And I remember hearing this commotion coming from the front of the house. And I got out of my bed, and I ran down the hall and ran into my brother's room. And my brother slept in a bunk bed. My older brother was on top, and my younger brother's on the bottom bunk. I remember the lights in my brother's room seemed really, really bright, and So I was little, so I remember, everybody was taller than me, except for my baby brother. Everybody was taller than me. And I remember getting into the room at the time that my older brother saw that my father had made it home. And it was such a magical moment. My older brother jumped from top of his bunk into my father's arm, wrapped his legs around my father, and just held on to him and started to cry. And everybody started to cry and scream and dance around that my daddy was home. And I remember waking up the next morning, getting ready for school, and I walked into the living room where my mother and father were laying in front of the fireplace. And I saw my mother was a school teacher, and I saw that my mother wasn't dressed for work. And I was like, oh, cool, bet I don't have to go to school either. And I remember just being so, I had a bit of a, you know, a little attitude. For some reason, they wanted me to, for some reason, they were unwilling to have me allow me to stay home. And I had an attitude. They had to bribe me to get me out of the house. And I remember, because my father brought back all kinds of stuff, and he brought back this little piece of jewelry, and they had to bribe me with this piece of jewelry to get my little brown behind out of the house. Now, I couldn't understand. I was cussing in my little childlike way on to school. Why can't I stay home from school if you staying home from school? And I'm now looking back, I'm sure my mom was thinking, if she doesn't get her behind out of this house, I'm going to have to kill her, and everybody will understand why I killed her. Oh, but it was a magical moment when my father came home, and it's I just can't imagine what it feels like for families that whose sons and daughters and husbands don't make it home from a mess that we have started in Iraq. I know that this is an understatement, but it is such a terrible waste. It's a terrible, terrible, avoidable, senseless waste. And on this Veterans Day, I just want folks to know how the sacrifices that soldiers are making while the individual soldiers, some believe in the war, some do not. Your sacrifice is honorable, but the war that you're involved in is not. George W. Bush is going to stand before the cameras today in a particularly galling way. Now, he's not going to. He's going to stand in front of you today, you soldiers today, all of you soldiers that know that you don't have bulletproof vests, all of you soldiers that know that you don't have equipment, you don't have armor on your tanks, all of you soldiers who know that your mamas and daddies have to supplement the several billion dollars a month military. And so all of you soldiers that have got to be asking yourselves in somewhere part of your military souls, where the H-E double toothpick is the money going? Where is it going? We've never spent more money on a war in the history of wars. And y'all don't have boots. It's insane. But George W. Bush is going to be standing in front of all of you today in a barrack somewhere and defend the indefensible. And you're going to have to sit there and take it. He's going to come to you and say that there was good intelligence. Ain't that funny coming out his mouth? How would you know? How would George Bush know good intelligence if it spit in his face, stepped on his toe, or brought him his pretzels? How would he know? But he's going to tell you that there was good intelligence and that everybody in the world knew the same stuff that we knew. But what he's not going to be able to tell you effectively is that, yeah, everybody in the world knew the same stuff that we did, and that's why everybody in the world didn't join us in going into this war. They knew that there wasn't nothing there. And they knew if you looked for it long enough, you would come to the same conclusion that thousands of American lives have come to the conclusion of. There were no weapons of mass destruction. What the H-E double toothpicks are we doing there? What are we doing? On this Veterans Day, it just seems rather quiet, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem rather quiet that despite the fact that we are at war, doesn't seem to be a whole lot of Veterans Day's activities going on? These are amazing times that we live in, y'all. Our CIA and our government are involved in two investigations into the secret gulags that the United States have in Russia, where we torture prisoners. And before you get all excited and do the happy dance, the investigations are not into the gulags. The investigations are into who told about the gulags. These are amazing. These are, good golly. These are amazing times that we live in. The UN has come out on Veterans Day saying that the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Sweden, and Kyrgyzstan have been singled out for violating international human rights conventions by deporting terrorist suspects to Egypt, Syria, Algeria, and Uzbekistan, where they may have been tortured. Happy Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. Oh, and before all of you all out there that want to scream and holler about the UN, it says that there is an Article 3 of the UN Convention Against Torture, which says clearly and unequivocally, no state shall expel, return, or extradite a person to another state where there are substantial grounds for believing that he would be in danger of being subjected to torture. But we are part of a nation on Veterans Day where the Vice President of the United States is right now making phone calls to United States senators, imploring them, begging them, insisting that they do not sign off on legislation that prohibits our country from torturing. Happy Veterans Day. How do you like that present? Was it good for you? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Much business to tend to. Car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
So, a lot to talk about.
Who are you telling?
Two issues. Have you heard about the memo that was leaked about there needs to be, well, actually, not needs to be, but another terrorist attack on the United States would actually help George Bush?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I've been listening to it on the radio circuit this morning, And that's just it must have just happened.
It must have just happened because Lord knows I haven't heard about this. I certainly am going to the internet after we get off.
It's from the House. I think the House or the Senate leaked a memo to the leadership where they were saying it's a full discussion about they need another terrorist attack in the United States and how it will help George Bush and you can quell the storm and get him out of the funk that he's in. And it went on to say how, you remember in September 11, how the nation was all behind George Bush when the terrorist attack. It's a very interesting good news just about to get started. I heard it about 3 hours ago.
Okay.
All over the road. So.
Okay, well, I will certainly do a Google search on that and see what I can come up with. Because the Big Bird scare didn't work. Okay,
I'm telling you, I believe, Liz, that these guys are going to allow another terrorist attack in this country. Because, I mean, they'll do anything. If they want to torture people, I mean, why would you put anything past these guys? These guys are pure, unadulterated evil. And it's something that people must realize when you have Dick Cheney advocating torture.
Insisting, it's not even advocate, insisting upon
right.
torture, insisting upon, flexing, coming, slithering out of the dark hole where he has been for 90% of his vice presidency, he slithered out and saw daylight long enough to advocate, insist upon torture
as
a policy for this country.
As a policy. This is why when I see, and I'm not attacking individuals, but when I see black Republicans trying to make a case for being Republican, it's hard for me to imagine, because if this guy is so adamant up on torture, he has no feelings for black people and the issues because of slavery. I mean, and where we come out of, they don't care. They don't care anything about us.
They care nothing about people. Anybody that advocates
exactly.
torture, no one, and let me underscore this, no one has anything coming. No one does.
That's true.
All right, now.
And one more thing, if you could talk about the old Walmart liars, about the fact that they knew everything, everybody that was working in those stores, cleaning the stores, and those executives knew about it.
That's right. That's
lied like a dog.
Lied like a dog. Thanks for your call, Glenn.
All right.
Take care. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Ooh, everything will be all right. Just don't let go of my hand. Don't let go of my hand. Ooh. We have much to talk about. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball. Westbound 44 after Jefferson, the right lane is blocked due to an earlier vehicle fire. The fire is out now, but there is a brief delay. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at 255, there's an accident reported involving an overturned vehicle. Eastbound 255 from 55 to Cope, road marking operations have two lanes closed. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Guyer, expect normal traffic. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main all the way to Union looks good. Northbound 270 from Sappington all the way into Clayton, everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Lindbergh, everything is running smoothly there. Eastbound 70 from 79 all the way to the Blanchette Bridge looks good. Westbound 270 from Lilac to Washington Elizabeth, nothing to report. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, that's closed, as well as the ramp and the right lane. You can use 11th Street or 14th Street to get around. Westbound 5570 split at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is flowing freely. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, nothing to report there. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is moving well. Lansdowne at River DePere, one lane is closed in both directions for bridge replacement work. Broadway at westbound 40, that ramp is closed due to maintenance work. 367 at Parker and Missouri River. Look for traffic to be reduced to a narrow lane as they have bridge work going on there. Eastbound 370 at 270. Look for road construction. Right lane is closed. Eastbound 30 at Summit and Bridge. Look for a bridge maintenance, or eastbound 70 or eastbound 30 at Summit. Look for bridge maintenance operations. Left lane is closed in Bermuda. North of 70, they have road widening going on, as well as at Keeneland and Natural Bridge. They're widening the road as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Missouri Lottery Powerball. With jackpots starting at $15 million, Missouri Lottery Powerball is bigger and happens more often than ever before. It could be your ticket to Lucky Town. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly sunny, warmer with a high in the upper 60s. This evening, look for partly cloudy skies, warmer with a low around 50. Saturday, partly sunny skies, a 30% chance of showers, breezy with a high around 70. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms are likely to continue with a low around 50. It should be a little breezy Saturday evening as well. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then clearing with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 39 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 41 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to be talking about.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Always wanted to own your own home? Who doesn't? Ever worried about qualifying? Who hasn't? Never thought you'd qualify? Here's the answer to that question. Well, you will. Just call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. Owner financing on beautiful rehabbed houses. Call Lisa Krumpaski at 629-7830 for the answer to your home buying question. 314-629-7830 or mail ldkpc@hotmail.com. Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Because you want to know what you're going to get in just a little touch of stock one or two. Too far. It's because of the things you are.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Get up. Get to me. Oh, my goodness. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Revolution at LizBrown.com. Go get my any hour that you missed at WhiteRoseSociety.org. We broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. Yes, indeed, we have much to talk about. Get up. Get to me. Good morning. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Liz Brown.
Brother Al, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. Getting close to that blanket drive.
Yes, it is.
I'm making a challenge out there to all my motorcycle riding friends. I want to see y'all down there with some blankets.
Lots of blankets for the homeless. Lots of blankets.
Miss Liz.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's funny that whenever you in country, and I say in country, once you leave here and go anywhere that the government sends you, you're in country, regardless if it's a war going on or what. But one thing that happens to you after about 60 days when you're in one of those countries, you have to ask yourself, what the hell am I doing here? They state the objective. Then you find out that's not it at all. You know, I heard a program this morning on your news channel. It said three died in Iraq. Oh, one was killed with small fire, and two was a roadside bomb. The other day when they blew up the hotel, they said, well, only two Americans were killed when they blew up those hotels over there. And then I wonder, we don't hear anything on Afghanistan other than on the commercial and bin Laden. Now we're chasing Al, what's his name? Khashoggi. We're chasing somebody else.
Al-Zakari.
You know, these are the most hypocritic suckers. And I've been out a long time, Liz. Awful long time. I heard you say he's going to be standing up in front of the troops today, and Cheney's going to put a wreath on the unknown grave.
Mm.
Cheney's got a daughter. Bush got two daughters. They ought to be in front, leading the pack. We ought to demand that these politicians put their children in harm's way, like they have everybody else's children. If it's three a day, Liz, Dad, that's three too many.
Yes, it is.
Have a nice day.
Yes, it is. It's three too many. The Vice President of the United States has said, has demanded that we be able to torture anybody whenever we good and damn ready to do it. The President of the United States, and I just wonder if George Bush is going to bring up on Veterans Day today, that it is his intention to veto the spending bill for our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and all over the world. He is going to veto the defense spending bill if the United States senators, a week ago, all of the United States senators, except for nine, signed on to it. As of today, all United States senators have signed on to, no, we need to say no to torture. The President of the United States said he will veto the defense spending bill if that provision against torture is in the bill. The Vice President has been trying to force our senators into taking out the provision against torture. Wonder if George Bush is going to talk about that this Veterans Day. These are amazing, 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 amazing times. You think he's going to talk about it? You think Cheney's going to mention it as he fake with his fake self laying a wreath, Mr. 27,000 deferments. Neither one of these chicken hawks have been to war. One of them can't even spell war. You think they're going to mention it? What did the boy tell George Bush? Well, what did the boy tell George Bush yesterday about whether or not he wanted George Bush to help him with his reelection campaign? What did he tell him yesterday? Let me refresh your recollection. In a word, no. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have so much stuff to talk about. So much stuff to talk about. And before we go to this break, I just want you to listen to this. Good morning, everyone. This is Liz Brown. We're a week away. We're a week away from the second annual Wake Up Call Carver House Blanket Drive. And we're having a meeting this Saturday for all of the Wake Up Call Blanket Drive volunteers at 10 o'clock at 4919 North Union. We need your help. We need your assistance. We need your insight as we put together the plan to bring 5,000 blankets to the homeless in the city of St. Louis. That's an ambitious goal. Some have said we can't do it. I think we can. I think we can. And it starts with your help and assistance this Saturday at 10 a.m. at 4919 North Union. Volunteers, I'm asking for you, calling out for you. You'll get your T-shirts, your assignments, and your directives. We need to be bringing in 5,000 blankets. I think we can do it. I know we can. With your help, we'll do it. So I'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m., 4919 North Union. We're taking a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. I see you on the line. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to you because we got a lot to talk about. Hang on. Hang on.
The easy fight. One praises fools. One's mother's light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
This hour's Wake Up Call World News Update can be heard in its entirety next Friday at this time slot.
Today's solutions can be found when you join Dave Lenihan online at WGNU.net.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, where else, where else, where else are you going to be able to get your shop on this weekend? Why, and the only full service, everything you need to have Sears in the city of St. Louis. That's right, at the corner of Union and Natural Bridge, Sears, your washers, your dryers, your stoves, your refrigerators, your treadmills, your TVs, your DVRs, your VCRs, everything. Tools, you name it, tractors, they got it. Get on over to the only full-service Sears. You do not have to take out a bank loan to fill your tank up to get to the mall, Sears. You don't have to do that. It's right here in the city of St. Louis at Union and Natural Bridge. Sears! Get on over there. Get your shop on this weekend. And tell them I told you to.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The cure for the common cause.
And closer, the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again, this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Like I'm invisible.
Ah, quit treating us like we're invisible. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. What's the big word for today? Capitulation. That's the big word for today. I know it's way over the head of George. But for the rest of us, we get it. Capitulation. White House Republican leaders scuttled a vote on a billion-dollar budget cut package. Why? Because the Republicans are capitulating all over the place. Okay, we're not going to drill for oil in the pristine Arctic wilderness. We're not going to do that. Wasn't enough. Republican, moderate Republicans are saying, you know what, I ain't going down with y'all. You know what, I ain't going down with y'all. We can't, Olympia Snow, she's a senator from what party? What? She's a Republican. She says, you know what, we cannot make these cuts on student aid and food stamps and Medicaid and give wealthy people breaks. We can't do that. What? A Republican said that. They scuttled the vote. How the man-child's daddy hadn't been able to pull it together. Roy Blunt hadn't been able to fill the evil shoes of his master. Tom indicted delay. Delayed indictment. What? The Republicans have put off a vote on their spending cut because they can't get the votes. They can't get the votes. A Republican, Tim Johnson, said, from Illinois, said, I have to represent my district. I represent farmers who are opposed to the cuts in commodity payments, as well as the University of Illinois, which is upset about cuts to student loan. At this point, I'm very, very skeptical. What? What? Oh, Lord, look up to see if the sky is falling. Or look below to see if you know what is frozen over. Yes, indeed, these are troubling times for Republicans all of a sudden. Can y'all say the L word? Not Liz. I'm talking about liberal. Liberal looking kind of good right now, ain't it? Ain't it? Whoo, you're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown. The truth will set you free. Miss Brown, I just want to say one thing. Happy Veterans Day to all those veterans who serve their country well. But I'm not happy about this Veterans Day, Miss Brown, particularly over in Iraq. They're dying for nothing. The flag-draped caskets are still coming. weapon back over a bunch of lies. Weapons of mass destruction, right, Miss Brown? Another thing, Miss Brown, wasn't Dick Cheney the one who told Patrick Leahy to go F himself? And Patrick Leahy something green in his face, didn't he? Punked out on Dick Cheney. Yeah, he don't care about no torture, yet torture him. Well, it's all going to come back to haunt you, Dick Cheney and Bush. We'll see about that, but let me tell you this. Keep selling your babies over there. They're dying for nothing. They're dying for nothing. They're dying in vain. Oh, a bunch of lies. But you'll finally wake up. Hope you'll wake up and smell the coffee. And one more thing, Miss Brown. Keep this in mind, Miss Brown. He filed his papers like you said. He wants to be the governor. According to Dr. Ken Warren, he said he don't need a lot of money. We're going to see how many black and darks is he going to get, Miss Brown. And you know who I'm talking about, Miss Brown. The fat lady ain't sung yet, neither, Miss Brown. Yes, these are some interesting times, Miss Brown. And you have a lovely, nice day, Miss Brown. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Andre.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You didn't go there with delayed indictment. Now, you know you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that saddens me about all this mess is that, like you keep saying, the Republicans have served up a banquet, and Democrats haven't even walked through the door. And I just don't get that. But I want to go back to yesterday's discussion about New Orleans. I did not catch the whole thing. Please don't tell me that nobody, even from the Congressional Black Caucus, has gone for an inquiry on this whole thing with the prisoners.
That's what they said yesterday.
How can that be? Mm. How can that, where is the lady from California?
Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Brother Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Where are these people?
Mm.
Where is Conyers? How can this sort of thing happen? These people have just disappeared off the face of the planet, apparently, and nobody cares. Nothing's being done.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Veterans Day, I'm sorry, but I can't honor anything that veterans have done because I know the lies that they have done these things for. And I'm sure that there are people out there listening to me who are in the same position. I'm still thinking about a relative who went to Vietnam and came home with habits he didn't have when he went. Beautiful, brilliant black man who was ruined by that. So, no, I don't honor any of this because I know the wrongness of it.
All right. Thank you, Andre. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
Yes.
Well, today is Veteran Day, and it makes me think about my uncle and three brothers that all was in the military. My uncle was in two wars, World War II and Korean War, and two of my brothers was in the Vietnam War. But I remember what former Congressman Louis Stokes says, that black and white, we all Americans. And I think about Chappie James, General, and General Colin Powell, who moved up the ranks in military and got to the status or position that they were in.
Well, they certainly are not the rule. They are the exception. That is not proof that it works, that the system works, that black and white are the same, treated by our military. It proves that there are exceptions to the rules for various reasons. Certainly not that it works. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I just want to make a quick statement. In early Greek civilization, their political system demanded that anybody who runs for public office has to prove themselves in battle, in military service. And I think that should be the common denominator for anybody who runs for political office in this country. Thank you, Liz.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I remember saying that progress is being made. You take a knife and my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
the progress is healing the wound. That's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brother.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. Four bombers, including a husband and wife, carried out the attacks in Amman.
The website belonging to Zarqawi says that four Iraqis carried out the bombings, three men, one woman. There have been dozens of arrests overnight. We've talked to our sources in Jordan. They say they now have seven key suspects, four of them Iraqis in custody. They've told authorities there are several other Zarqawi cells in place in Jordan, ready to strike again soon.
ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross. The attacks hitting a raw nerve in Jordan. Hundreds of protesters taking to the streets again today to express their outrage.
These protests are certainly about anger, but they're also about showing support for the government. Government officials have sold flags, have handed out pictures of the king. This is as much to show that the king is strong, that he's here, and that he is doing everything he can to bring these culprits to justice.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Amman. At least 57 people died in the bombings. The producer of the Halloween movies and his daughter are among those killed. Pat Robertson warning a Pennsylvania town that ousted its school board members over intelligent design.
I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city.
All eight school board members up for re-election defeated after trying to introduce intelligent design. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice showing up unannounced in Iraq. Rice making a personal appeal to Sunni Arabs to cooperate in upcoming elections.
Should Iraq become a place of despair, generations of Americans would also be condemned to fear and to insecurity.
Iraqis will elect a permanent government in 5 weeks. For the first time since September 11th, United Airlines is hiring, the company planning to hire 2,000 more flight attendants next year. This is ABC News.
Hurry to Lowe's this weekend for great values. We're taking 20% off all Stanley tools, including tape measures, hand tools, tool storage, and staplers. If it's carpet you're looking for, we can help with that too. We're taking 10% off every carpet we install. What's more, use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing until January 2007 on any flooring purchase of $299 or more through November 13th. So come to Lowe's for great values. Lowe's, where improving home improvement never ends. Limited time offers. End dates vary. See store for details.
So you had the big meeting yesterday. The boss was cranky from 6 hours on the red eye. Dan left the presentation in the cab, and you sat on a 4-inch window ledge for 90 minutes.
Next time, web conference with Microsoft Office Live Meeting and have a more productive meeting without leaving your office. Present to clients around the globe, collaborate in real time, even get instant feedback by taking a live poll.
Try it free for 14 days at Microsoft.com/WorkLive. That's Microsoft.com/WorkLive or call 1-877-MEET-WEB today.
No regrets. Judith Miller, the Times reporter jailed for refusing to reveal her source to investigators looking into the CIA leak, says there isn't much she'd do differently. Miller retiring from the Times earlier this week. Jennifer Love Hewitt getting a nice surprise while announcing the nominees for the People's Choice Awards.
The Ghost Whisperer was reading out the nominations when she found her own name on the list. Her favorite female TV star.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yes!
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have the most nominations. Desperate Housewives is competing as a drama. Other nominees include Oprah, Will Smith, David Letterman, and Charlie Sheen. We'll find out who the winners are when the 32nd Annual People's Choice Awards are handed out January 10th. Dave Alford, ABC News, Hollywood.
And what a comeback. Chris Carpenter of the St. Louis Cardinals is the National League Cy Young Award winner. The veteran right-hander had surgery on his pitching shoulder in 2002 and didn't play at all in 2003. I'm Daniela Bellotta.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Ryan-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour.
In the news this Friday, the cause of a deadly fire in East St. Louis remains under investigation. The fire broke out shortly before 9 o'clock yesterday morning in a house on Bond Street. Several people escaped from the house, but firefighters were unable to rescue one-year-old Alana Curie from the bedroom where she was staying. Authorities believe a space heater may be to blame for the fire. Democrats are applauding the postponement of a vote on cuts to student aid. Missouri Congressman Russ Carnahan says the idea of $14 billion in student aid cuts is so backwards that he doesn't even know where to start. Carnahan says if the proposed cuts are passed, it would leave American students at a serious disadvantage.
Really, the long-term impact of really letting up on our commitment to higher education can really damage our economy, our ability to innovate and compete in this global marketplace, and we cannot afford that.
Carnahan says if the cuts go through, that would increase the amount of money most students owe by $6,000. A vote on the cuts was scheduled to be taken yesterday, but it was postponed because Republican leadership said they did not have the votes needed to pass the measure in the budget reconciliation bill. The United Way of Greater St. Louis is preparing to hand out more than $65 million to 200 local health and human service agencies. Gary Dollar, the president and CEO of the United Way, says they surpassed their goal for the 2005 fundraising campaign by $1,200. The money will be used to help more than 1 million people in the St. Louis area with everything from basic needs to family counseling to after-school programs. Finally this hour, the Blues struggles continued with a 4-2 loss to the Blackhawks last night at Savas Center. The defeat extended the Notes club record losing streak to 10 games. Jim Vandermeer scored twice for Chicago, who won for the third time in four games. The Blues received goals from Mark Rycroft and Doug Waite, but saw their record drop to a league worst 2-11-3. The Note will begin a three-game road trip tomorrow night in Nashville. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's, shop efficient, shop smart. Shop your neighborhood holiday store for great family gift ideas. Kohl's, expect great things. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 255 and Illinois 203, there's an overturned vehicle. It's on the roadway and emergency equipment is on the shoulder, so use caution there. Eastbound 255 between 55 and Coquitlam for road marking operations, and two lanes will be closed throughout the day. Eastbound 44 from Antire to Merrimack River Bridge is running smoothly. Northbound 55 from 141 to River de Pere, everything looks good. Northbound 270 between 55 and 44, that traffic is lighter than normal. Eastbound 40 between 141 and McKnight, everything is on the move. Eastbound 70 from 370 all the way to the Earth City Expressway looks good. Westbound 270 from 367 to Washington Elizabeth, nothing to report there. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit. Bridge maintenance operations have that exit ramp closed. You can use 11th Street to get around. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge, traffic is lighter than normal. Westbound 64 to 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. Northbound Route 3 from Poplar Street Bridge, nothing to report there. Northbound Hampton at 44, all roadways are reopened after an earlier stall has been cleared. Lansdowne at River de Pere, one lane is open. Only one lane is now open after the bridge replacement was going on there. In both directions, 141 at Bowles and Gravoy. Maintenance operations have one lane closed in both directions, 67 between 110 and 47. There's paving operations that have one lane closed. Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is closed due to maintenance work as well. 367 between Parker and Missouri River. Look for traffic to be reduced to one lane due to bridge work. Eastbound 370 at 270 road construction. Right lane is closed in both directions. Eastbound 30 at Summit. Look for bridge maintenance operations. Left lane is closed there. Bermuda north of 70. They're road widening. Widening the roadway there, expect restrictions, as well as Keeneland at Natural Bridge. They're also doing the same, widening the roads there to four lanes, so there may be some road restrictions going on. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, donate a new unwrapped Toyota toy valued at $10 or more to your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealers and get your oil change for just $9.95. Ends December 16th. Look for details at your nearest Toyota dealer. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, warmer with a high in the upper 60s. This evening, partly cloudy and warmer with a low around 50. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, a 30% chance of showers, the high around 70. Saturday evening, look forward to showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 50. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then clearing with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under mostly clear skies, we have 43 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 41 under sunny skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. Former UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
AM 920, WGNU is the home of Radio Free St. Louis. If you're outside the metropolitan area, pick us up at WGNU.net.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
hearing revolution. The anthem of brothers.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal citizenship.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Our guest for Looking Black this morning, Milton Alamadi, publisher of the Black Star Times, was unable to make it to the show this morning, so today, we will not be doing what we normally do at this time on Fridays, Looking Black. Instead, we will have open lines for all of you at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. We have much to talk about. In our last hour, a caller articulated his concern about what the Democrats are not doing, how they need to be fighting this issue. It appears that they are making movements towards capitulation on Alito. We're hearing that kind of talk. But I am encouraged because it's going to take folks like you and me to force these suckers right into where they're supposed to be and what they say that they're going to be. I'll give you an example. This week marks the 11th presidential conference to be held at Hofstra University. And this particular presidential conference will be examining the presidency of Bill Clinton. The former president will be in attendance along offering what is billed as a major policy address. His wife, Senator Hillary Clinton, is expected to also attend. Members of the Hofstra community are pleased to welcome the former president and first lady, but they are also especially grateful for the opportunity the conference presents to express to them about Iraq. Here's a letter that has been written to Bill Clinton and will be presented to him and handed out to the audience at the conference and read aloud, along with the names of the fallen soldiers for the public and the press. Check this out. Dear President and Senator Clinton, welcome to Hofstra University. We are pleased by your presence here. We write to you today because of the conjunction of two indisputable facts. The first is this. The illegal and unprovoked invasion of Iraq by the United States is one of the greatest crimes in recent history, and one of the most destructive policies imaginable for both America's reputation and America's security. The other is simply that you two are by far and away the most broadly recognized leaders of America's nominal opposition party. We, the undersigned, believe the Democratic Party has a moral obligation to stand firm in opposition to the reckless and destructive policies of the Bush administration in Iraq. And since you are the face of that party, we believe you have the obligation to articulate that opposition on behalf of Democrats and patriotic Americans of all political persuasions. We therefore call upon you, Bill and Hillary Clinton, to meet your moral obligations to a country which has so warmly embraced and so greatly entrusted you, to make a clear and unequivocal statement of opposition to the madness of George Bush's adventure in Iraq, and to do so now before even greater damage can be done to that country and to ours. Bill and Hillary Clinton, Americans are dying by the thousands in Iraq. Iraqi civilians are being slaughtered by the tens of thousands. America, once a beacon of human rights ideals in a hard and cold world, descends today into a moral bankruptcy which matches its fiscal condition, both caused in large part by this war based on deceit. Polls show that most Americans now understand the utter foolishness of this foreign policy tragedy, and yet most politicians remain silent while the carnage continues and magnifies in its scope. It is time for our political leadership to become just that. Bill and Hillary Clinton, America stands today teetering upon a precipice perhaps as grave as any since 1865. We believe you understand this better than anyone, having been haunted for over a decade by the dark forces of the radical right who seek to destroy this country while hiding behind a mask of piety and patriotism. We implore you, Bill and Hillary Clinton, to now call forth from yourselves the courage, the patriotism, and the leadership America so sorely needs at this grave moment, and to lead us away from the abyss before it's too late. The Iraq War is a tragedy and a disaster. It must end now. And with the exception of one man in the Oval Office, no other Americans have a greater capacity to hasten that outcome than do you. Will history record that you, Bill and Hillary Clinton, answered America's call in its time of need? In the name of those whose personal tragedies will add new layers to the existing mountain of suffering and destruction, should you fail to act, we hope that it will. Sincerely, concerned members of the Hofstra community. A letter to Bill and Hillary Clinton as they go to this university to talk about a so-called major policy piece. It is true. Folks need to call folks out. Call folks out. These are awful times for America. We have engaged in chemical, biological warfare upon the citizens of Iraq. Do you know that we have dropped chemical bombs upon the citizens of Fallujah? And this should come as no surprise to anybody that knows a bit about this country. We lied about it. We lied about it. The United States admits the use of white phosphorus as a weapon. White phosphorus proved to be an effective and versatile munition, We used it for screening missions at two breaches and later as a fight as a potent psychological weapon against insurgents in trench wars and spider holes. We could not get effects with them with this. We fired shake-and-bake missions at the insurgents using WP to flush them out. There is no way that you can use white phosphorus like that without forming a deadly chemical cloud that kills everything within a tenth of a mile in all directions from where it hits. Obviously, the effects of such deadly clouds aren't just psychological in nature. We killed babies. We killed babies, and we called it shake and bake. This was done in your name and my name. Happy Veterans Day. This was done in your name and my name. Happy Veterans Day. What is? I saw a cartoon. It made me laugh and cry at the same time. A political cartoon. Saddam Hussein reading the paper. Headline in the paper: America uses weapons of mass destruction, or uses chemical weapons on Iraqi citizens. Saddam Hussein looks up from his paper with a slight smile on his face. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. We called it shake and bake. Welcome to the wake-up call. Good morning. Yes. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yes. I heard you speak about that mass destruction thing once before.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that was over there in the first one, and I would like to have him call you Monday morning and tell him what's going on with him, because he was chemically in chemical warfare, too, and it was used against him, but I would like you to speak to him personally.
All right.
And his name is John, and excuse me, I'm at work now, so I'm not supposed to be talking, okay?
Okay.
But his name is John, and when he calls you, I would like for you to get in true detail with him, because he has been sent to this chemical treatment center, and he and his platoon, they were all gassed. This guy's had 8 strokes, he's lost all nerve endings and stuff like that. He takes, like, at one point he was taking nearly 90 to 100 pills to stay alive because of what this stuff did to him.
Jesus.
But I want you to be aware of this. So
how old is he?
I'm not pro-Bush, don't get me wrong.
How old is he?
John is 49, he just turned 50.
Jesus.
He and I've been knowing him for 44 years, he spent 25 years in. And I'm going to give you his last name. His last name is Robinson. And my name is Charles. I talked to you for the first time this week, and I will be listening to that show coming up Monday morning. But I want you to talk to him and find out what was done to him so you can have this side of that war and that side of that war. I'm not pro-Bush at all. Remember, I called him Howdy Doody. But I want you to hear this guy's story and the rest of the guys in his platoon, okay?
All right now. Thank
you. All right. Talk to you Monday.
Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning, Andrew.
I'm a veteran. I'm a veteran. I realize that what I see is a system of malpractice, a system of a way to kill veterans after the war. Through the system of the medical system, the veterans system, the system of just ridding all veterans, no matter if they're not in the service. The system is not helping veterans. The system is not helping citizens that are veterans. So really veterans are suffering.
Do you think what is going on, 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. I'll be back. And good morning. Please don't forget that that tomorrow at 10 a.m. at 4919 North Union, we're asking all of the volunteers for the second annual Wake Up Call blanket drive in conjunction with the great people at Carver House. The volunteers are meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m., 4919 North Union. I can't do this by myself. I need you all to help make this successful. Volunteers will get their T-shirts. Volunteers will get their directions. Volunteers will get their assignments. Volunteers will help make this a huge success as we hand out blankets to the homeless in the city of St. Louis. We know, all of us know, about all of the stories about homeless people and how they fare on the streets of St. Louis, the ugly streets for homeless people. We've got to do something, and this little bit will help. Our goal this year is 5,000 blankets. We've been told that this is awfully ambitious. But I don't think that we should do anything less for people who need so much. The homeless in the city of St. Louis. So Saturday, tomorrow, at 10 a.m., volunteers for the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive for the Homeless. Please come on down. It can't be done without you. It can't. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock, 4919 North Union.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. Eastbound 70 at Union, there's an accident on the left shoulder. There are no delays at this hour. Eastbound 255 from 55 to Coke. Look for marking operations. Two lanes are closed. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270. Everything's on the move. Northbound 55 at Merrimack Bottom all the way to Weber Road. Nothing to report there. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44. Traffic is lighter than normal. Eastbound 40 between Mason and Hanley. Look for traffic to be rolling along fine there. Eastbound 70 from K to Blanchette. Looks good. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way to West Florissant. No problems to report. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to Lemay Ferry. Everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, that's closed and the ramp is closed. You can use 11th Street exit to get around. Westbound 5570 split from Poplar Street Bridge. Looks for normal traffic this hour. Westbound 64 to 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing. Everything is on the move. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. No problems to report there. Lansdowne at River de Pere. One lane is now open after the bridge repair has been underway in both directions, 67 between 110 and 47. Look for paving operations. One lane closed. Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is closed due to maintenance work. And Bermuda north of 70, the road widening is going on there, so there will be lane restrictions as well as Keeneland at Natural Bridge. Pretty much the same. Crews are working to widen those roads to four lanes. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. After 130 years, Rhodes Furniture is in bankruptcy and closing their stores forever in St. Louis, Baldwin, Hazelwood, St. Peter's, and Fairview Heights, Illinois. Everything must be liquidated immediately at sacrifice prices. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, warmer with a high in the upper 60s this evening. Partly cloudy and warmer with a low around 50. Saturday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers. Breezy with a high only around 70. Saturday evening, look forward to breezy conditions. And showers and thunderstorms will likely continue with a low around 50. And on Friday, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming clearing with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under clear skies, we have 45 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clear skies and 43 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Congratulations. You found Radio Free St. Louis at AM 920 WGNU. Also online at WGNU.net.
You're looking to get into real estate. Where do you go? What do? Call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Properties available from $50,000 to $200,000. Available with no money down. Take your choice of area, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, or St. Charles County. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Get into the game. Make the first move. Call Lisa Krempaski, 629-7830. That's Lisa Krempaski, 314-629-7830.
Discover the life habits of wild turkeys in Missouri at the August A. Bush Conservation Area, 2360 Highway D in St. Charles, on Thursday, November 17th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. We'll create turkey masks and act out 'twas the night before Thanksgiving. Sign up by calling 636-441-4554. Something for you from WGNU.
The Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is set for Friday, November 18th. Volunteers are needed to man the two collection sites at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, and the lobby of the Congress and Senate Building, the home of WGNU, at 265 Union. Blankets to be accepted that morning starting at 6 o'clock. The actual broadcast from Carver House starts at 7. If you can help us help those in need, call the WGNU business office this morning at 454-6660 or email your contact information to revolution@lizbrown.com. All volunteers receive a free second annual blanket drive t-shirt as a thank you. Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I flew like a butterfly. I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it. Not even here. No one else want it. And if I try to take it, they won't break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm the prettiest man alive. I cut the drama mama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the
prettiest man alive.
I can't sweat it, no, I got to get it. I'm the
prettiest man alive.
Without no doubt, my name will survive.
Without no doubt, my name will survive. Oh, of course it will. That's Muhammad Ali. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about on this Veterans Day. On this Veterans Day. The topic on the tips of the tongues, the tops of the heads, the voices coming out of our good Congress, whether or not we should be allowed to torture folks. These are amazing times. These are amazing times. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. 454-0400 is my phone number. And my email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. In the votes this week, Pelosi has held all 202 Democratic votes on every vote. I guess the so-called middle Republicans or phantoms that were hiding, Tuesday unhinged them, and they don't have the monolithic. Plus, the hammer delay would hold the vote open 2 or 3 hours while he threatened one or two no voters with being annihilated in their next primary election if he didn't get their vote. But I just want to say this quickly. You know, we had people talking about profit margins yesterday, and in other industries, oil doesn't make as much. Well, the fact is this. That $10 billion that Exxon made last quarter, the whole industry, $45 billion, that $10 billion is the largest profit ever recorded by any American company in American history. So figures don't lie, Liz, but liars can figure. Thank you very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Hello?
Car phone. Yes, you're on the air.
Is this Liz? Hi, Liz.
Yes.
This is Steve. You were talking about the question came up as to whether or not they should be allowed to torture.
Yes.
In certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some things on the internet that indicate that there's a widespread experimentation going on, even here within the United States, on unwitting civilians using various forms of electromagnetic energy. Were you aware of this at all?
Keep talking.
Well, I don't know if you allow, you know, we would allow me to give out an internet site or not. But,
oh, sure, go ahead.
Well, there's one that I found. It's called www.us-government-torture.com. And on this site, there's a man up in New York who has done several years of investigation of this all over the United States. And he goes into, shows even the patents, the U.S. patents on these various weapons they're using. And they're experimenting with these things apparently on people who are, you know, unknowing and haven't given their consent. obviously.
What do they do? They kidnap people, or they just shoot these things at them? How do they do it?
Apparently, they just target them as they're going about on their daily routines.
You know, I have had clients. I have had people that have, and people like that are always marginalized as crazy. People that are saying, you know, the government is trying to get into my head. People are trying, even the conspiracy. Remember that movie Conspiracy with Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts?
Uh-huh.
Remember that? That was, he was pushed off as crazy. Remember that?
And well, they call them waivers and beamers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
So I thought I'd throw that out there for you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break, but I'll be back. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me.
Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy.
This hour's World News Update, sponsored by the Wake Up Call, can be heard in its entirety next Friday at this time slot.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
Take on the day and take on Dr. Laura Schlesinger on the internet at WGNU.net.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. Good morning again. This is Liz Brown. I am just giving you a reminder because I don't want you to forget and I don't want you to miss the opportunity to join with us this Saturday at 10 a.m. at 4919 North Union, where the volunteers for the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive for the Homeless, we partnering with our good friends at Carver House as we gather again together to gather the blankets to give to the homeless on the streets of St. Louis. We need your help. I can't do this alone. I need you. We need us to make this happen. We have an ambitious goal this year, 5,000 blankets. That's a lot of blankets. Some folks would say that we can't do that. That's too much. Let's show them that they were wrong. Yes, we can, because we must. The homeless need this. We know about how homeless people are treated on the streets of St. Louis every day. I want to be part of something that does right by them. The second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. Meeting for the volunteers is tomorrow at 10 a.m., 4919 North Union. The blanket drive is a week from today. A week from today. Get your blankets together. $5. You can get them at a lot of stores. Get your blankets. Because folks are counting on you, and we don't want to let them down. So I'll see you tomorrow when you get your T-shirts, your directions, and your directives, and your marching orders for the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive, 10 a.m. tomorrow at 4919 North Union. I'll see you then. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Ike.
I'm not in a good mood today because it is Veterans Day and my twin brother's not here. And I'm also mad about when he struggled and suffered so long at that sorry VA hospital and died in my arms. And he passed away from, organ failure because Agent Orange got the best of him. And my brother, I never said it before, I held this in him for 9 years. He's been going. Our birthday is tomorrow, too, matter of fact. And blood was everywhere on the floor. And, you know, people didn't clean up around until I went downstairs and talked to, one of the night administrators. So why y'all ain't cleaning the floor up? We can walk around all that blood. It's a shame. And veterans out there here are starving. It don't make no sense. They got good minds, but they need what's coming to them. They ain't paid me. They ain't paid nobody. But they profile who they pay theirs. And anybody call down at VA, you're not going to get anywhere. They're going blank on you. They only ask the phone you call down there, Liz. Mm-hmm. What we need, Liz, no one's been on this radio show to let me have my say. Let me tell them what really went down the war. I'll tell you how this VA system works. Nobody ain't did that, but I'm willing to do it. I've been fighting them 45 years, Liz. I'll be 59 tomorrow. I'm not Mr. Polite, period. And I'm an old weak man. I've cared to go out and help guys get Social Security, but the VA would not pay black dead veterans. And anybody stand up here and think it's a big deal, and I told some young guys I saw, I said, why'd you join in the first place? You ain't doing nothing. And that little staged junk that Bush had on TV with these little soldiers, they ain't never set foot in Iraq. That they pre-rehearsed and he looking down the camera like some idiot. That's an insult to me.
All right.
And I wouldn't give a damn to no veteran cause. They owe us, and they got the money. They stealing? It's just a political game. Using us to die. The pimp game gone Republican. That's all it is.
Thank you, Ike.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
I'm not a car phone.
Okay, well, go right
okay.
ahead.
Okay. All right. What I want to remind people of is this, two things. When Bush Sr., the father Bush, was in office, he said that it was going to be a new world order. So that's one reminder. And the other is, years ago, the communists said that they were going to take us from within. These people seem to be right on that path to take us from within. So that's what I say they are.
All right, now.
Okay, and then the last thing is, we just have to remember that these people, whoever these people are, Illuminati's or whatever name they want to go by, they said that they wanted two-thirds of the population to die, not just African-Americans. And so I want people to stay aware of that.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Good morning.
Hotep.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of Sabaye Community Outreach Center, and I'd like to challenge all of the grassroots organizations for the blanket drive. We're going to be given $100 worth of blankets.
Very good.
It's easy to do.
Yes, it is.
If all the members put in money and contribute for this, we feel like it's a lot of things we could be doing, and it's a lot of things you could do with your money. For $5 or $10 put together, we need to be able to do this. If you help someone, goodness will come back to you.
That's a fact. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'll see you on Friday. Very good. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, miss. I heard one of your callers say that he was going to have his relative to call you to talk about what happened to him over in Iraq. And I believe he's a disabled veteran.
He was disabled through in the first Gulf War as a result of chemical warfare.
Mm-hmm. Well, it probably is the same what happened to him as what's happening to the soldiers in Iraq. He was speaking about numbness and tingling. Those are some of the symptoms he's having. Well, they're using a depleted uranium in Iraq, and I think those are some of the symptoms that you have when you've been assaulted with that chemical. And other veterans from his war and this war were forced to take vaccinations for certain conditions that might happen to them. And these vaccines, they're not tested, just like the people who went into this Iraq war, they were forced to take this vaccination for anthrax, which had not been tested. And those are some of the same symptoms that you might have from taking that vaccination. And we probably did more to our own soldiers than anybody else did to them.
All right, now, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Turner, good morning.
Good morning. Liz, how are you doing today?
I'm outstanding.
Great. I want to pay my respect to all the military veterans of the United States Armed Forces on this Veterans Day. For I myself am a U.S. Marine veteran. One thing I would like to make a point is anyone who volunteers for the armed services in the U.S. must understand you are a body for war. That's number one. And it is the elected officials who make the decisions about who goes to war. But when citizens don't vote, as what happened in the Bush election, ultimately to office, President Bush never should have made it in office. We wouldn't be in this war today. And it is an unjust war for oil, money, and power. And as citizens, the citizens of the United States should be empowered legally to be able to fire any elected official. It is a shame how they will do anything in the world to get your vote. Then they get in the office, and then they ignore you and your desires.
Well, that's why it's a relationship, and it's not a single act relationship. You don't simply vote for an elected official. You vote for them, and you ride them until the next time for the next election. You can't disengage. Your political participation is not solely going into the voting booth. You're supposed to be calling them. You're supposed to be watching them. You're supposed to be on them, organizing to make certain that they do right when they're up there. They do wrong lots of times because people don't do enough to organize against them because they do wrong.
You're right. We need to hold them accountable.
That's a fact.
For their actions.
That's a fact. It's a relationship. It's not a one-night stand.
That's true.
All right, now. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I'm Liz Brown. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will be doing our Healthy Futures a bit. We're going to be talking about acupuncture. Yes, indeed, acupuncture. And don't forget, at quarter till 10 o'clock, Because We Care, I'll be giving away a Because We Care package. Bush on the Couch will be part of that package. All I'm going to be doing is asking you what you heard about this week. That's not so hard. So don't forget, in that 9 o'clock hour, you don't want to miss a minute of what we got to give you. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour to take your calls and comments. Stay with us.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. It's Veterans Day. President Bush will speak to veterans and military families in Pennsylvania. ABC's White House correspondent Ann Compton says during his speech, he'll counterattack critics who say he twisted pre-war intelligence.
This pushback against critics is aggressive and focused. President Bush is insisting that pre-war intelligence from many sources convinced most analysts and many allies that Saddam Hussein did indeed have weapons of mass destruction. The White House calls the evidence strong, although it was wrong.
In Iraq, Major General Rick Lynch thanking soldiers for their sacrifice.
I'd like to reach out to all veterans past, present, and future. We're protecting our freedoms and our way of life. We are creating a situation so that our sons and daughters and their sons and daughters in the United States of America can go to school, go to church, go to work, free from terrorism.
A man and his wife among the suicide bombers in Jordan. Al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's website claims that four of its members carried out the attacks. ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross.
U.S. officials acknowledge that Zarqawi seems to be making good on his promise to export terror beyond Iraq. He's been a master of disguise, able to elude U.S. forces in Iraq. In Western clothes, in glasses, with a beard, without a beard, dressed in Arab garb. U.S. forces have come close, but still no Zarqawi.
Thousands of angry Jordanians protesting in the streets again today. This Jordanian man says all they want is to live together in peace.
They are not Muslim at all. They are just crazy people. No mind. They don't care about the humans.
Two Americans were killed in the attacks. Some U.S. clinics have run out of flu vaccines, but officials say there is plenty and that the shortage is temporary. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm sprucing up the house before the holidays. Number three, laminate floors are immune to cranberry sauce. Number two, I can handle house guests for a week, but my old washer and dryer can't. And number one, no interest interests me.
You can make your home beautiful just in time for the holidays. Now through Wednesday at the Home Depot and Expo Design Center, get special deferred financing on all flooring and appliance purchases. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 11-1605 in U.S. only. See store for details. Details.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, number NASD and SIPC.
An 18-year-old high school student is preparing to take charge in Hillsdale, Virginia, Michael Sessions defeating the town's incumbent mayor by two votes. A warning to women using the contraceptive patch Orthoevra.
4 million American women have used the Orthoevra birth control patch, but its manufacturer is warning that the thing exposes users to significantly higher doses of estrogen. Ortho McNeil, a division of Johnson & Johnson, says women using the Evra patch will be exposed to 60% more estrogen than women using typical birth control pills. The higher dose may put them at greater risk for blood clots and other serious side effects than previously disclosed. An Ortho McNeil spokesman says the warning speaks for itself and that the company is cooperating with the Food and Drug Administration, which is distributing the new warning to healthcare providers. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
John Lennon fans can download his entire solo catalog beginning next month. This will make him the first Beatle whose complete body of work outside the Fab Four is available online. I'm Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Reinsmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the FBI is investigating a bank robbery in Kirkwood. The robber entered the U.S. Bank in the 400 block of North Kirkwood Road shortly before closing yesterday and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. Police say the suspect claimed to have a bomb in a fanny pack he was wearing. The suspect is a white male between 5'5" and 5'10" with a thin build. He was last seen wearing a black and cream dress shirt and a white baseball cap with a dark rim. Anyone with information is asked to call the Kirkwood Police at 314-822-5858 or the FBI at 314-231-4324. Veterans Day is about more than just big sales and parades. Gary Collins, a team leader for the St. Louis Veterans Center, says this day is about giving respect and honor to those who have served in the armed forces.
To those men and women who wore the uniform, it is probably one of the most important days of the year. It is a time of remembrance. As you know, probably originally started out a time to remember to all those men and women who lost their lives.
Collins says the day is about more than just honoring those who have died, but also those veterans still living. He says, especially in this day and age, we must remember that every person who has ever worn a military uniform has been willing to pay the ultimate cost. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department has unraveled a web of mystery around a recent visitor to department headquarters. Last week, deputies caught a very large tarantula-like spider on the parking lot and took it to the St. Louis Zoo for identification. Zoo officials identify the creature as a purse web spider named for its web, which resembles an old-fashioned pull-string purse. The purse web spider is usually reclusive, but its bite is painful and poisonous. Finally this hour, the Blues will retire Al MacInnis's number 2 jersey on April 9th when they host the Edmonton Oilers. MacInnis spent 10 seasons wearing the blue note and shattered team records for career goals, assists, and points among defensemen. He appeared in 7 All-Star games as a Blue before announcing his retirement this past September. MacInnis will join Bob Gassoff, Barclay Plager, Brian Sutter, and Bernie Federko as the only Blues to have their jerseys hanging in the rafters at Savas Center. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Relicor. Why did your last diet fail? Stress raises cortisol. Relicor helps reduce cortisol. You need Relicor. Available at retailers nationwide or call 1-800-506-7515. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 70 at Jennings Station Road, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked and traffic is backed up through Lucas and Hunt. There's also a secondary accident that just happened behind the other accident at Union. That one is still, also has two left lanes blocked, so look for a backup on eastbound 70 around Jennings Station Road. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked and traffic backs up all the way to New Halls Ferry. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and Lindbergh, expect normal traffic in your 8 a.m. commute. Northbound 55 between 270 and Germania, no problems there. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44, everything is moving smoothly. Eastbound 40 between Ballast and Laclede Station looks good. Eastbound 70 between 79 all the way into the Blanchett Bridge, everything is on the move. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge to Lindbergh, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, look for that exit ramp to be closed. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around there. The I-70 reversible lanes are set up for westbound traffic through the weekend. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is moving smoothly. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, nothing to report. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is on the move. River Cement Road in Castle Acres, there's an accident involving a pedestrian. That's in Festus. Person was reportedly struck by a cement truck.
in both directions, 141 between Bowles and Gravelway. Look for maintenance operations having one lane closed in both directions, 67 between 110 and 47. Paving operations have one lane closed as well. Broadway to westbound 40, that ramp is closed for maintenance work. 367 from Parker to Missouri River, look for that traffic to be reduced to one lane. As a result, they're doing some bridge work there. Eastbound 370 at 270, road construction has right lane closed. Bermuda north of 70, look for roadway being widened, and that's underway, so there'll be some restrictions. As well as Keeneland at Natural Bridge, look for pretty much the same. They're widening that from two lanes to four lanes. And Old Halls Ferry between Dunn Road and Whisper Lake Drive, look for crews widening that roadway as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. McDonald's starts your day with a warm McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the upper 60s. It should be warmer. This evening, partly cloudy skies with a low around 50. Saturday, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be breezy with a high only around 70. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms will continue, and it will be breezy with a low around 50. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy to clearing by the rest of the day with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 44 degrees under clear skies. Lambert is reporting 43 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that
that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal citizenship.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next, from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome, welcome. I know it's 8 o'clock. We normally do this at 7 o'clock, but our guest journalist is able to join us in this hour. Milton Alamadi, publisher of Black Star Times, and he is joining us from New York City. Milton, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure to have you back again. Milton,
yes.
When you look back at the last week worth of news, what caught your eye?
What caught my eye? Lots of things going on. The election here for mayor of New York City, where the Republican, he's not actually a real Republican in the true sense. I would say he's almost a Democrat Republican, Michael Bloomberg,
mm-hmm.
poured $75 million into his campaign and won by a 20% margin in a city that is almost 80 or 90% Democrat.
But also, didn't he, he outspent his opponent, what was it, 10 to 1?
Absolutely.
And, I mean, winning by 20% after outspending your opponent 10-1, is that a legitimate win, or is that just an issue of money?
It's an issue of money, but it's also an issue of the Democratic establishment not really giving wholehearted full support to the candidate,
yes.
Fernando Ferran.
Well, and Fernando had he had baggage coming into this election.
He had baggage. He had problems of his own creation, including some remarks he made earlier during the campaign. I believe it was around February when he recalled the assassination of that innocent African immigrant, Amadou Diallo, who was fired at 40 times by four reckless NYPD officers and shot 19 times and killed. And he said he did not believe that was murder. And he said that while he was addressing a police officers' union. Basically, he was trying to pander to elements of the white electorate and to the police establishment.
And
he refused to apologize and spent several weeks wasting time that he should have been using campaigning, trying to duck that issue rather than coming out straight and saying, that was outrageous what I said. I don't know what I was thinking. Perhaps I was pandering. I apologize. Let's move forward. That was significant. I wouldn't say that was fatal, but that was a disastrous thing of his own creation.
And here's the thing. I guess you could argue that it was fatal if it, I don't know that it pushed people to vote for Bloomberg or pushed people to not even bother to vote at all, because we don't have, what's the difference?
I agree with you. It probably pushed people not to vote at all. It probably pushed people that might have come out to vote for him to not come out at all to vote.
And with regard to those that stood by him, though, I mean, it was interesting to see Reverend Al Sharpton there with him, particularly given what their past was.
Well, you sort of have to see it this way. He pretty much had no choice, because the worst thing is to accuse the African American political establishment of frustrating the possibility of having a Latino mayor in New York City. You don't want to be blamed for that. So I think at best I would say the support was tepid or lukewarm, but they had to support him.
And Bloomberg still only won by 20%.
He's still only won by 20%, but he's still mayor, and
yes,
the Democratic establishment is pretty much in disarray right now.
Mm. Well, then that's kind of bodes, or you think that that's kind of like what's going on with the Democratic Party all across the country?
I don't think so. I think in certain areas, there were particularly in the governor's races, they certainly succeeded. New York is a bit unique.
But can I just interrupt just for one second, Milton? Because I want to talk about the Virginia and the New Jersey piece. In New Jersey in particular, that Democrat was running in a way that the Democrats in Washington, D.C. aren't running. I mean, he was a former United States Senator.
Right.
He voted against the war. He stood up to George Bush. I mean, he says, I'm a liberal, and he's not ashamed of it. That's not running an election like Democrats have been running.
And also, in his case, the big difference was he also had money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it still comes back to money being the equalizer.
But also,
one thing that you notice with with Fernando Ferrer, for example,
mm-hmm.
4 years ago, his message was very clear. There were two New Yorks, the New Yorks of have-it-alls and the New Yorks of the have-nots. And this is the New York that needs to get their message out. Sure, there's an economic boom, but who are the people benefiting from it? A large segment of New Yorkers are being left out. And that message resonated clearly. He was bashed by some elements of the media, saying that he's trying to divide the city. That's hopeless. He's not dividing the city. He's stating the facts. This is a divided city. We have to make sure that everybody benefits equally from this economic boom. And that message resonated, and he did very well. But he forgot all about that. He started talking about the two New Yorks only about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And perhaps he thought he would be bashed by the media again. Might he have pushed that same theme aggressively if he had money? I think so.
But there are still there are still people that would say that even if you have money, you still have to run as a Democrat in the middle of the issues, down the middle of the road, and because again, going back to New Jersey, this was a person who ran squarely against George Bush, Karl Rove, and a very liberal background and a liberal ideology, and that is something that most Democrats in Congress, I mean, I'm talking about Congress specifically right now, aren't embracing.
I mean, you're here, you're preaching to the choir. I agree with you wholeheartedly. For some reason, many Democrats are afraid to stand up for their core beliefs. They speak based on what they perceive people want to hear. They go by the polls. And that's exactly what Fernando Ferrer did as well.
How'd that work out for him?
Disastrously.
Mm-hmm.
This was his last chance.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are coming up in 4 years' time. I think this was his last opportunity. There are other candidates, much more suitable, that will articulate that message and stick to it. You win with your message. You win with what you believe in, and you lose with what you believe in. You cannot tailor it, and that's what he tried to do.
So what else caught your eye last week?
Let's see. France.
Mm.
France being exposed. It's so interesting because just a few weeks ago, I read an article in the New York Times, and I don't know if they had a sense of what was brewing. Sometimes they're awful. I'm talking about the New York Times. Sometimes they get it right. This article was just a survey interviewing many immigrants in France, in Paris, about what it means to be French of immigrant descent. And they were asking them about the whole notion of how France prides itself in not, quote-unquote, having racism at all,
yeah.
Which is of course, nonsense.
Ask the Haitians if they have racism.
So when this thing, you know, just exploded, I was like, wow, just a few weeks ago, the French were boasting that we'll never have, like, sort of riots that you have in the United States. We'll never have such a humiliating situation, such as failure to react and to save people, the Katrina victims. You'll never see that kind of situation here in France. Shame on you in the United States. Well, now we are finding out that, it really gives a new meaning to the word suburb. Because the way Paris is built, the center of the city is where most of the elite, the wealthy live. That's the place where they have all the services. That's the place where they have the best maintenance, the best buildings, you name it.
The best jobs.
Exactly, the best jobs, right, and services. And the so-called suburbs are actually what I would say in South Africa they used to refer to as the Bantustans, you know, the sort of marginalized ghettos where the non-white French of African and Arab descent live. And we are finding out about the 40% unemployment rate. We are finding out about some of the most draconian laws that you would not even believe exist in a so-called modern society.
Give us an example of some.
For example, in some of those projects, it is illegal for more than three young men to assemble together in the hallway of those projects. Can you believe that? I didn't know this until most of the general newspapers didn't even have this. This was in the Wall Street Journal, which sometimes actually does a better job than the general newspapers.
Well, what is interesting also when you add to that that fact, the fact that community policing has been done away with. Before the police were taken from the communities that they were policing. So now they brought in these outside police that don't have any connection, concern, or love of this. They don't see themselves in these community members that are enforcing these laws.
Right, and this is something being pushed by the Interior Minister, Nicolas Sarkozy.
And what did he say about the folks that live in the suburbs?
He called them thugs, he called them scumbags, and he said he will deal with them mercilessly.
Mm.
And he's just positioning himself for the presidential run. So there's a lot of posturing here, too, between him and the prime minister, who is also eyeing the presidency.
Well, and let's just talk about that just for a second, because as we talked about a few minutes ago, people look at polls. Politicians look at polls. Politicians with aspirations beyond their present place look at the polls. They perceive that they have their finger on the pulse of their constituents. They do things in a very calculated and truly political way.
Right.
So it speaks volumes about the confidence of this man's understanding of the voting mind of most of the citizens in France that he would say such a thing. He feels that he understands his constituents, and his constituents want to hear that these are thugs, these are scumbags, and I will deal with you in inhumane and in a merciless way.
What can I add to that? I am myself not sure, because I was wondering, is he saying the right thing then, in terms of, as far as he's concerned, eventually becoming president?
Mm-hmm.
But then I understand that he's actually now slipping in the polls.
Okay.
And that his rival, the current prime minister, who also hopes to be president to succeed Jacques Chirac, has now surpassed him in the latest polling, because he has adopted a much more, as they put it, nuanced approach. He's saying, no, really, we have to really actually have issues. They're not thugs and scumbags. We need to address the issue of discrimination in France. We need to own up to it.
But he hasn't been denounced, and he hasn't been trounced. You know what I mean? I mean, okay, let and I guess we'll have time. We'll have to give us the final result of this. But slippage in the polls, to me, is not enough.
I agree with you. volumes to French society as well.
And also, and what I haven't heard, Milton, and tell me if you have heard this, people in America, I don't know if most have or not, but I know a lot of folks remember just what happened just it seemed like a few days ago to Oprah. When Oprah was in France, and didn't the store clerk not let her in because they'd been having problems with these old West Africans?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, so it's clear it's not about the kids that live in the suburbs.
No, I agree with you.
It's about the black face.
I mean, in any society, right, where people say, you know, a predominantly white society, given the history of the world, a country that publicly, unofficially says there's no racism, I'm immediately scared of that situation. Just think logically. Come on. And so long as they maintain that pretense, we're always going to have that. Mm-hmm. And then in a lot of sense, the economy is sort of archaic. There's not a lot of entrepreneurial drive. A lot of even immigrants from African countries that want to create businesses there, there's no chance of getting a loan, of course.
And
you have to pool your own family resources or actually import capital from your home country to establish your business there in France, because you're not going to get any loan from anywhere. And then job creation. I read somewhere that, let's say, in the last 30 years in the United States, 60 million new jobs are created, mostly entrepreneurial jobs. In the entire Europe, the same period, only 4 million jobs were created. So there are people essentially inherit sort of these bureaucratic and government jobs. So there's no way that a person really, really down the rung, the ladder is going to have an opportunity at those jobs. And that's the element of what they're protecting, too.
And we have to take a break. I'm talking to Milton Alamadi, publisher of Black Star Times. He's joining us from New York City. City, this is an 8 a.m. version of Looking Black. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Said it's a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop. And my faith will see me through. Let me tell you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by GM Good Ranch. Eastbound 70 at Jennings Station Road, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked and back up all the way to Bermuda. There's a secondary crash that happened just behind the other accident at Union. That one has the two left lanes blocked, so there's a big tie-up on eastbound 70. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, there's an accident there. Left lane is blocked and traffic backs up to near Old Hall Ferry. Eastbound 70 between 370, look for all roadways reopened after police have cleared a couch from the center lane. Eastbound 44 between Antire and Merrimack River Bridge, look for everything to be on the move. Northbound 55 from Lindbergh to 4500 South Broadway, no problems there. Northbound 270 at 44, that traffic is flowing freely. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley looks good. Westbound 255 from Coke to Lemay Ferry, nothing to report this hour. The I-70 reversible lanes are set up for westbound traffic through the weekend. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is flowing freely. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Cleves Landing, everything is on the move. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. Old Lemay Ferry Road at Hawkins, there's a report of an injury accident there. And River Cement Road at Castle Acres, there's a report of an injury accident involving a pedestrian. The person was apparently struck by a cement truck. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by GM Goodwrench. Let Mr. Goodwrench prepare your vehicle for a change in seasons with a comprehensive vehicle inspection. Because who knows what's down the road, visit GMGoodwrench.com today for details or a GM dealer near you. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Today's mostly sunny skies, warmer with a high in the upper 60s. This evening, partly cloudy, warmer with a low around 50. Saturday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers. Otherwise, breezy with a high around 70. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms are likely to continue with a low around 50. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming clearing by the afternoon with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with 44 degrees here under clear skies. We have 43 degrees at Lambert Field with clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call Looking Black is up next following these commercials. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Akbar Electric.
Commercial, Industrial, Residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call, 382-2568.
November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Lung cancer is the nation's leading cause of cancer death, killing more than breast, prostate, colon, and skin cancer combined. Early detection of lung cancer, when it's most treatable, is key to survival. New screening methods such as CAT scans are being used in clinical trials. Learn your risk and the symptoms of lung cancer. Smoking is the major risk, but you can develop lung cancer even if you don't smoke. Coughing, wheezing, and fatigue are just a few of the symptoms that are often confused with less serious conditions. Treatment may include surgery, radiation treatments, chemotherapy, or one of several interventional radiology procedures. Discuss treatment options with your doctor. For more information on lung cancer risk, symptoms, detection, and treatment, visit www.radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org. This health reminder from the Radiological Society of North America.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. The struggle for fairness on the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Our guest journalist this morning is Milton Alamadi, publisher of Black Star News, joining us from New York City. Milton, welcome back.
Thank you.
I want to continue on with this conversation about Paris.
Yeah.
And the rebellion going on in Paris. The fact that, the word riots has been used, is that meaningful to you?
Of course. I mean, you know, riots always used to delegitimize, uprisings. You know, riot has a it connotes immediately the criminal elements, you know. So it allows further examination of what are the issues involved to end at that point. I mean, I was reading most of the letters to the editor that have been published here in the New York Times, written by people that you can tell by their names are French. None of those letters addressed any of the issues, unemployment, discrimination, nothing. All of them keep referring to these criminal rioters.
Like the criminal looters after the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, those turned out not to be true as well.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that I think that there's... People in the United States are so unfamiliar with anybody else in the world. People that in the United States didn't even know about the folks in the Ninth Ward in New Orleans, let alone the folks in the suburbs of Paris. There are some extraordinary cultural things that are going on that are keeping the people in the suburbs in the conditions that they're in. These are well-educated people because the educational system in Paris is a very good one.
And in many cases, some of them come from countries that have actually even a better education system.
Absolutely.
I was just reading an article, I believe, a day or two ago, that, first of all, look, they say we are all equal here in France. Okay, fine. Show me a black or Arab member of the parliament, then. I think they call them deputies there. Where are they?
Are they?
Show me, I don't believe so. Show me candidates for high positions, for the presidency. Show me cabinet ministers. Where are they? They're not there. Show me leaders in business. They're not there. The only quote-unquote successful people there that are non-white would have to be either professional soccer players or musicians.
Mm. Or artists.
Or artists,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they have to really, really conduct a very serious self-examination
and
cut the baloney, cut the pretense, address the issues, or you're going to have more of this, and eventually it's going to spread to other European countries that need to address these issues too. Let me give you an example.
We were seeing that.
You have some countries, including Spain, where, I mean, there was a special about this in HBO a few weeks ago, where fans still throw bananas on the soccer fields at black professional soccer players to signify that they are monkeys. Here's the bananas. Can you believe that?
I didn't know that.
We are in the 21st century. You know, can you imagine playing in those stadiums, the open stadiums? You have 100,000 fans there. You're the two or three black players on the soccer field, and you are dribbling. As soon as the ball gets to you, as soon as you start handling the ball, dozens of bananas come flying from the stands at you. It is the most terrifying experience, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's monstrous.
I've heard about this, and I'm glad HBO, I think it's called Real Sports, that program with Brian Gumbel.
With Brian Gumbel.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, to his credit, he did that show.
And that's why there have to be so many voices in the media and so many different perspectives in the media, because that story would not have been told.
Absolutely.
That story would not have been told.
So you're good when you're equal to us, you know, yeah, when you play well and when you score goals for us, we cheer, but we'll still remind you by throwing bananas at you. To me, these are the kind of things that are very telling, and it exposes your hypocrisy, you know?
Absolutely.
And also, since you mentioned New Orleans, let's go back there for a second. A few weeks ago, I saw Spike Lee on that show with Bill Maher. What's the name of his show? I think it's on HBO as well.
Okay, I don't know the name
of the show. Yeah, but I forgot the name of the show. But actually, he has people there, and it's open free-for-all. And Spike Lee got into an exchange with that, and I forget his name now, this character with the bow tie. He's always wearing
Tucker Carlson.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is the same guy that John Stewart took out.
Ah.
John Stewart did it, took him out. Go ahead.
Okay, Tucker was lambasting Spike Lee. He said, you know, the movie you're trying to make to even explore the possibility that the levies was
intentional.
It's crazy. It's literally, you know, this is the worst form of conspiracy theory I've heard of. How dare you? You're reckless. You're dividing the country, blah, blah, blah. And Spike Lee said, listen, in a country with a history where people were allowed to suffer from syphilis, the Tuskegee, that was experiments like that was conducted. You think something like this is not possible? You must be out of your mind. And then last week, I read in the New York Times, I think it was page 19 or 22. This was testimony from an expert, I forgot from which company, brought there to examine the levees. And he said, in terms of the construction, it almost reaches a criminal element in terms of how it was designed. He's not sure if it was intentional, but it seemed that the way it was constructed, it was not constructed to withstand a situation like this.
And we have to take a break. Our guest journalist this morning is Milton Alemany, publisher of the Black Star News. This is the, of course, Looking Black. It's an 8 o'clock edition of Looking Black. And before we get to the break, we have a news flash here. Herb, you have a news flash.
Huh?
You have a news flash for us.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Senator John Dolan is resigning as of noontime today in Jefferson City. The governor has already been served his papers, and the governor will announce it at noontime.
Very good. And what does this mean for Missouri?
Well, John Dolan, as you remember, is the Republican from Lake St. Louis that lambasted the man with muscular dystrophy at
last
meeting.
That's right.
And it's really up in the air who's going to get the seat. Now, it's up to the governor to call a special election. February is probably come and gone. It will probably be an April special election. The Democrats have nobody that's asked to run. The Republicans already have six people.
Very good.
Most of them are state reps. The surprise was Joe Brazel, who's a St. Charles County councilman, and who has 40,000 people in his district, which is more than state legislatures usually have in a district.
Absolutely.
So,
well, thanks for this news flash.
Everybody's excited that John's gone because
yes.
We all know we don't like him.
Okay, that's good news.
Yes.
That's good news. Thanks a lot, Herb.
Okay, dear.
All right, listen, folks, bye-bye. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. We'll be back to continue our conversation with journalist Milton Alemany, publisher of Black Star News. This is Looking Black at 8 o'clock. And don't forget, in our next hour, Healthy Futures, we're going to be talking about acupuncture. I'll be back.
Come on, baby. Burn rubber. Should know that.
This hour's Global News Update can be heard in its entirety next Friday in this time slot.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
AM 920, WGNU is the home of Radio Free St. Louis. If you're outside the metropolitan area, pick us up at WGNU.net.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, that's right, that's right. The only full-service Sears in this entire city of St. Louis, and is right here at Union and Natural Bridge. Whether you need a treadmill,
many of us do,
washer, dryer, refrigerator, stove, freezer, microwave, the fabulous ovens, the fabulous huge freezer, refrigerators. How about a TV? How about a DVD? How about a big screen? How about a teeny screen? How about tools? Everything that you need, a full service Sears, the only one in the entire city of St. Louis. Do not take out a bank loan to fill your tank up to get to the mall to get to their Sears. Come on down to Union and Natural Bridge. Sears, get your shop on.
Former UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
And my guest this morning, my guest journalist this morning, is Milton Alamadi, publisher of Black Star News, joining us from New York City.
Right.
Milton, when we look at the entire coverage of the rebellion in Paris and the rebellion in France, how do you evaluate it in terms of the amount of coverage, and was there a whole lot of talk about the African component of it? Because I heard a whole lot of talk about the Muslim, the Arab component of it.
Initially, no. It's only now beginning to become the focus as well. In only the last couple of days, really. The New York Times has also started to focus on the African component as well. I think there's a front page article today also. It's interesting because I think actually during colonial rule, there were two African members of the French Parliament. One was Léopold Senghor, who eventually became president of independent Senegal, and I forget who the second one was. And ironically, today, I do not believe there's a single black member of parliament. Look at the irony.
Mm.
So it was okay to...
Kind of like America, we had more representation back right after enslavement.
Right, actually, I was about to...
I'm sorry.
No, it came actually as an afterthought. I'm glad you nailed it. Yeah, so that's the whole irony. So I keep going back to the same thing. This cut the hypocrisy. Deal with the issues. You're going to have more of this. It's going to spread to other countries. It's going to spread to, the situation, I'm not saying things are different in the United Kingdom, but compared to France, actually much, much better situation, where, you know, historically now they have had a few members of parliament of African descent in Britain, and they do have actually increasingly more black businesses as well, black business executives, so that black people in England are not only successful in the field of soccer. Soccer is a very big thing to Europeans. It's only in the last, I would say, 10 years or so that countries like England have started allowing more black players to play on their national soccer team and even to represent them in international tournaments as well as the World Cup, which to Europeans is the biggest thing, perhaps even bigger than the Olympics to Europeans. And in France, ironically, they do actually have several black and Arab players on their national soccer team. So they do allow them to gain them the glory of victory in international soccer competition and in the World Cup. But when it comes to politics and business, no. So equality ends at the soccer field. And as I said, we'll still remind you by throwing bananas at you where you belong. Mm.
And one of the stories that I think also has not gotten the kind of attention that it should have is, or are the means that France has used to try to break the rebellion. I mean, the police have gone in and kids are they brought in extra judges and kids are going to jail without trials.
Well, as I said, to me, this is not surprising. If you have a law which makes it illegal for more than three young people to congregate together in the hallway
of their homes,
yes. That to me, that's a fascist law, and it's punishable by heavy fine as well as jail time. In other words, you can get thrown in jail for assembling with your friends or relatives, for that matter. You know, so long as the number exceeds three. So when you
A father, son, and a grandson could be standing in the hallway talking, and they could all go to jail.
You're in violation of the law. You know, when you start with that, and that law, by the way, was also instituted by under Nicolas Sarkozy. This is his second tenure as interior minister. A couple of years ago, when he was interior minister, he's the one that gutted the community policing and established these kind of draconian measures. So there's a lot of hostility between the young people and the police. And consequently, in looking at the issues involving young people, France is now also being forced to examine the broader society, the parents of these young people, who are also actually unemployed or underemployed or unemployable. I was reading an article today.
And we have 2 minutes here.
Okay, I was reading an article today about somebody that's just launched this organization, something that should have done a long time ago, something that should not even have to be done. And he's going into the communities encouraging people not to use their non-French-sounding names on their resumes.
Mm.
And that once they assume French-sounding names, their employability and chances of getting hired increases by 50%, which is nothing new to us in this country, of course.
That is not.
You know, we know that.
That
well,
is not.
You know.
Milton Alamadi, publisher of Black Star News. Where can people see the Black Star News?
Black Star News found in newsstands in New York region, New Jersey, Connecticut. But for readers further away, we encourage them to go online, blackstarnews.com. can read us online, or you can subscribe by calling 212-481-7745.
Milton Alamadi, thank you so much for joining us.
As always, thanks very much for having me on.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back with Healthy Futures and Linda McKirkland. And don't forget, in the last 15 minutes of that hour, I will be giving out Because We Care packages, because we care, here at the Wake Up Call. All you got to do is answer a question or two. We have our Bush on the Couch book that we're going to be giving out, a little couple more goodies. So you don't want to miss that. And you don't want to miss our discussion about acupuncture, yes indeed, right here on Healthy Futures. Stay with us.
You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. Four Iraqis, including a husband and wife, are said to be the suicide bombers who carried out the deadly attacks on three hotels in Amman. Protesters taken to the streets to denounce the terrorism.
What happened in Wednesday, it's something so sad. And the people get killed, it doesn't deserve this stuff. Because, you know, it's innocent people and they make the explosion in a wedding party.
Jordan's Queen Rania says it's pointless to try to understand why the terrorists do what they do.
With these acts, there's just no logic. There's no rationale behind it. And it's just trying to inflict as much damage as possible.
Police in Jordan rounding up more than 100 people. President Bush will fight back against critics who claim he misused intelligence to gain support for the Iraq war during a Veterans Day speech in Pennsylvania today.
We expect a muscular defense from President Bush, who insists that no one in government manipulated pre-war intelligence, and most analysts believed that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction.
ABC's Ann Compton traveling with the president. Televangelist Pat Robertson sparking another controversy.
Welcome to the 700 Club.
It was during one of his broadcasts that Reverend Pat Robertson told the people of Dover, Pennsylvania, they had forsaken God.
If there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city.
Voters in Dover ousted 8 school board members who supported the teaching of intelligent design. Some residents are offended by Robertson's remarks.
Is he God now?
Others, however, are behind the evangelist.
He had a reason for saying that, probably.
And some say you haven't heard the last of intelligent design in Dover, Pennsylvania. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Women who use OrthoEvra, the contraceptive patch, are being warned. The Food and Drug Administration says that the patch contains higher levels of a hormone known to cause blood clots than the average birth control pills. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm sprucing up the house before the holidays. Number 3, laminate floors are immune to cranberry sauce. Number 2, I can handle house guests for a week, but my old washer and dryer can't. And number 1, no interest interests me.
You can make your home beautiful just in time for the holidays. Now through Wednesday at the Home Depot and Expo Design Center, get special deferred financing on all flooring and appliance purchases. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 11-1605 in U.S. only. See store for details. Store for details.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
Here they are, all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
Pirates off the East African coast are keeping busy.
The Somalian coast is proving to be one tough neighborhood. After failing to board a luxury liner over the weekend, the busy buccaneers have attacked at least 5 other vessels in the dangerous waters. That's according to the Kenyan Seafarers Association. At the center of the wave of recent high seas strikes, a mysterious mothership thought to be the home of the 21st century pirates. Its name or registry completely unknown.
ABC's Tom Rivers. A fight breaking out in a Tacoma, Washington courtroom after 19-year-old Andrew Brown is sentenced to 30 years in prison for murdering an elderly man. The victim's family getting into a brawl with Brown's relatives after one of them said the 30-year prison wasn't fair because, quote, the 69-year-old victim wasn't going to live forever. The Hollywood sign is getting a facelift. The 82-year-old landmark is being stripped to the metal and repainted from top to bottom. I'm Daniela Bellotta. ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a former Daimler Chrysler employee will spend more than a year behind bars for stealing and selling auto parts. Ronald Casagrande pleaded guilty to computer fraud in July and was sentenced yesterday to 13 months in prison. Prosecutors say Casagrande stole auto parts from the Fenton Chrysler plant and then sold them on the online auction site eBay. Since today is the day to recognize veterans, Americans are also being asked to recognize the serious health problems some vets face. According to SLU hepatology professor Klaus Famil, hepatitis C affects approximately 5.4% of all veterans nationwide, which is more than two times the rate in the general population. Famil says a high percentage of the veterans infected served during the Vietnam War era.
Probably due to either blood transfusions or IV drug use during the service year. These patients predominantly got a chronic infection, and as the patients age, they come down with the late consequences of the infection.
According to Famil, patients who go to see doctors for hepatitis C infection frequently have advanced liver disease and multiple associated medical problems, which makes their treatment very challenging. The Rams are seeking their third straight win when they play an important divisional game against the Seahawks on Sunday in Seattle. At 4-4, the Rams trail the Seahawks by two games in the NFC West. Wide receiver Isaac Bruce is still listed as questionable with turf toe, while teammate Torrey Holt remains probable with a knee injury. Interim head coach Joe Vitt said yesterday he is pleased with the progress both Bruce and Holt have made this week, and Holt maintained he plans to play on Sunday. Veteran guard Tom Newton was added to the injury report yesterday and is listed as questionable with the neck stinger. Finally this hour, gas prices experienced another double-digit drop over the past week. This week's Metro Source Price at the Pump survey shows the national average for regular unleaded is down 10 cents to $2.37 a gallon. The average has now dropped 55 cents over the past 5 weeks. Despite that, the national price remains 38 cents higher than this time last year. As for premium unleaded, the average fell 11 cents this week to $2.56. Every city surveyed saw its price drop this week except three. New York still has the highest average in the nation, as it has since September 15th. Drivers there pay $2.74. Kansas City again has the lowest average of $1.98, but Grand Rapids, Michigan has the same price thanks to a 20-cent drop. They're the only two cities below $2 a gallon. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by International Star Registry. International Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list. It's the ultimate gift. International Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Westbound 255 between Coke and 55. Look for marketing operations that has two lanes closed. Eastbound 255 from 55 to Coke. There's also two lanes closed for marketing operations as well. Eastbound 70 at Florissant, look for bridge maintenance operations. One lane is closed. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270, expect normal traffic. Northbound 55 from Rivas Barracks all the way to 44, everything's on the move. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44, everything is running smoothly. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley, nothing to report. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, that exit ramp is closed. You can use 11th Street to get around. The I-70 reversible lanes are open to westbound traffic throughout the weekend. Westbound 5570 split at the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way to Laclede's Landing, nothing to report. Baxter at Clarkson, there's a report of an accident. Lansdowne at River de Pere, one lane is open following some bridge repairs that are going on there. In both directions, 141 between Bowles and Gravoy, look for maintenance operations having one lane closed. Broadway to westbound 40, that ramp is closed for maintenance work. Also, you have Bermuda north of 70, look for that roadway. Widening is underway. Expect some lane restrictions. And Keeneland at Natural Bridge, pretty much the same thing. They're widening the road to four lanes there, so there'll be some restrictions there. Old Halls Ferry between Dunn Road and Whisper Lake Drive. Crews are also widening that roadway, so there's a bit of some construction going on this morning. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to your St. Louis Metro Toyota Dealers, and you'll get your oil change for just $9.95. That offer ends December 16th. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, high in the upper 60s. It should be warmer. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 50. For Saturday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be breezy with a high around 70. Saturday evening, look forward to showers and thunderstorms to continue with a low around 50. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming clearing throughout the day with a high only around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under sunny conditions, we have 45 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 46, both under sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate Building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
I'm hearing revolution in the air, air.
Who need help but can't find it.
struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome, welcome to Healthy Futures this morning. We are joined, as we always are, by, of course, Linda McKirkland. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I am excellent.
Very good. So, I guess let us begin as we always do.
I'd like to thank the listening audience always for tuning in to, again, help us to get the message out in the community that you do have the power to take your health and to take control of your health. And the power is in being an informed person about the different health issues and the different alternatives that are available, and to consequently make different choices. We'd like to thank Eternity Deli and Support Child International for allowing us to make this segment possible, and thank you, Liz, for allowing us to be with you.
It's a pleasure. I just feel the information that goes out, that flows out over the airwaves about the things that you bring us to learn about. So what's our topic today?
Today, we come out of our box again today.
All
we're
right.
going to be talking about acupuncture. It may be something that's familiar to some, but not all. But we have a guest today, and he's going to talk with us about it, kind of answer some questions to get some clarity about what it is.
And our guest this morning is
Mr. Darby Valley.
All right. Darby Valley, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
And you are a licensed acupuncturist of a yoga doc in Kirkwood?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, welcome to Healthy Futures this morning.
Thank you.
I guess let's start with the first question here.
Okay. Mr. Valley, we really just want to know, from a layman's perspective, what is acupuncture?
Acupuncture is a regulation of the body's energy. Acupuncture specifically refers to when we insert needles in the body in order to do that. But it's less an act or a technique than it is a paradigm or a way of thinking. We look at the body as having energy flowing through it along what we call meridians. And we want to regulate that flow so that the body's physiology, the way the body functions, the way you metabolize sugar, the way your bowels work, the way you sweat, all function the way they're supposed to function. And by putting needles in certain spots along the body, along the meridians, we can help to regulate and optimize that flow.
What causes the body to be deregulated, if you will?
In a nutshell, life. You figure stress of life, you got your spouse, you got your work, you got your morning commute. All these different things can help cause stress. They get in your way. Most of us don't eat the way we're supposed to eat. When was the last time you got an hour of exercise every day? So you name it, modern life is just inherent with stress on the body.
And stress is probably the biggest factor that messes up the energy and the flow of your body.
Well, the term that most closely corresponds to stress in Chinese medicine is called qi stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
And that qi is what we're trying to keep flowing. You know, if we can make it flow, you're going to stay healthier.
So how does acupuncture affect your body? How does that work?
How it actually works is unknown. There's a lot of studies being done out there. All we can really say is it does work. It works along hormonal pathways. It helps balance the body chemicals. They've got beautiful studies showing brain scan images showing that it actually increases activity in different parts of the brain that are known to regulate different body functions. It also helps to increase muscle tone, increase skin elasticity. It helps decrease the effects of aging. It reduces hunger and helps to regulate appetite so that you're not, you know, not hungry enough or too hungry.
Mm.
It basically helps you to clean yourself out by strengthening the body's ability to process and get rid of waste.
Who is the perfect candidate for acupuncture? I mean, is there something that you should be feeling in your body when you decide to go and get some acupuncture? What's the perfect candidate?
The perfect candidate is anybody who thinks they can be feeling better. If you feel perfect, don't come to me. But if you think that you could have more energy, if you think your sleep isn't deep enough, if you think you have aches and pains that you shouldn't have and you're feeling 60 when you're only 50, that's the person that should be coming to see us.
Now,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Now, when you deal with a person, do you isolate a particular issue or problem that they're having, or do you just do something holistic to the person?
Well, we do isolate it, but it's a different way of looking at it. So it is much more holistic in its impact. We're going to do an intake, and you get a lot of face time when you go to see your acupuncturist. Your acupuncturist is going to spend anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes with you. We're going to do a full physical exam, including Chinese exams. We're going to palpate the pulse, and we get a lot of information from that according to a time-honored tradition of Chinese medicine. We also examine the tongue. It gives us a roadmap to what's going on inside your body as far as heat and cold, fluid levels, that sort of thing. There's a lot of information there. And we do a detailed intake. So we've got a great idea of where you're coming from and where you want to go by the time we're done. So we can tell you, according to Chinese medicine, what your pattern differentiation is. And that pattern is the heart and soul of Chinese medicine. We don't see patients with diabetes. We don't see patients with heart disease. We see patients with different patterns. And the same pattern can be many different diseases. I'm not saying we don't treat diabetics and we don't treat cardiovascular patients. We do. I'm saying we don't care what your diagnosis is. We want to figure out what the imbalance is because everybody's got a different weakness. You know, some of us can run, some of us can swim, some of us can jump. We have different strengths and different weaknesses in our body. So we all break in a different way. All right? So that pattern tells us how you're usually going to break. So the same stressor is going to cause, you know, Joe to break differently than Mary. And we will possibly treat them the same, possibly treat them different, but the glory of the pattern diet differentiation is we can give a beautifully holistic and complete treatment that helps strengthen them from the ground up.
Now, Darby, obviously a person that goes into an acupuncturist is going to be asked some questions and is going to be asked to consider some things that their normal doctor doesn't ask them to consider. What would you recommend that a person, or how a person could prepare themselves to be able to answer your questions that I'm sure most likely they've never been asked before? What would you recommend that they do before they come in to see you?
Well, it's a morning talk show, so I won't go into too big a detail. But look at the waste you leave behind. And I mean that specifically from the foods you're eating. Okay, know what you had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner the day before. Know what your bowel habits are. Understand how you're urinating, that sort of thing. What are you craving? Are you wanting something? Check in with your emotional state. Are you happy? Are you sad? You know, what's causing the stress in your life? If you can answer that, you know, do that introspection. It helps to aid the process quite a bit. And if you can't, don't worry about it. We can show you how to develop the skills so you can do that. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how effective just asking the question is to allow people to help themselves find the answer.
And isn't part of this whole process of going through this to make us more aware of what our body is doing? Because that's not what Western medicine encourages us to do.
Well, Western society in general is based on the idea of separation, compartmentalization. You know, yeah, I don't like work, but when I leave it, I pretend it doesn't bother me anymore.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, that doesn't happen. We all worry about work and the fights we're having, the gossip, or the job we're not getting done. You know, that affects our daily lives, and we try to separate from it. The thing is, our bodies don't. You know, you may not be dealing with that emotion or dealing with that issue directly, but your body is.
Your body sure. Your body sure is. Your body sure is. What kind of patients do you take? Is there someone that's too old? Is there someone too young? Can pregnant women do this? What are the limitations?
Absolutely. It's pretty much open for everybody. Let's see. In the last week, I've had a 5-month-old, a 79-year-old.
Oh.
I've had 5 or 6 pregnant ladies. I've had people coming in for late reduction, breech presentation.
Oh.
We do fertility work, so I've had people trying to get pregnant. We see the whole range.
You did a 5-month-old?
Uh-huh. He had a tummy ache, and his mom was trying to figure out how to make it better. And so we basically talked to her about her diet choices, mm-hmm. how to regulate that so it wouldn't bother him. We gave mm-hmm. him a very gentle formula, which helped ease his stomach ache. And he's feeling much better. Mom's feeling much better in only 2 days.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That certainly
yeah.
is. When people think of acupuncture, Darby, they think of the needles.
Mm-hmm.
And they I think a lot of people have a preconceived notion of it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt because it's needles. I mean, it is needles. So what do you tell people about that part of it?
Well, I am not one of those painless acupuncturists. That's because just truth in advertising, I can't tell you you're not going to feel anything. That's what pain-free or, you know, no sensation whatsoever means to me. I want you to feel what we call in Chinese medicine, da qi, the arrival of the qi to the point. And my ideal sensation is a heavy, dull sensation. It's not unpleasant. You know, once you get used to it, you like it. And the best way I can think of it is, everyone, think about what your favorite beverage was or is, okay? Did you like that the first time you had it? Most things are developed, and the body is designed to not like new stimulus. It's like, I don't know what this is, let's get it away from me until I can get my head around it, and then, okay, I can start adapting to it. And the acupuncture is the same way. We're putting a very fine, it's hair-thin needle into different spots on the body. The going in is absolutely pain-free. You don't feel it at all, okay? And it does a lot just in that. But then I'm going to try and bring chi into it and move the chi of your body with the aid of that needle, and that's where you get that heavy, dull sensation. It's not unpleasant or uncomfortable. If your chi stagnates, you might feel that it's a little sharper, right? But it's nothing compared to that. Fairly considerable when you compare it to a mosquito bite. It's definitely less than a bee sting. And those are rare. Those are the exception, not the rule. If a patient ever has a problem with the sensation, we can always make it less. That's not a big deal. We can always find the level of stimulation a person can handle. Everyone's not meant to change as fast as everyone else. So we can make it so you have less stimulus and you're just going to change a little bit slower. That's all.
Does the depth of the needles into the body make a difference in terms of what you're trying to do in terms of moderating the energy or directing the energy flow?
Yes, it does. It doesn't affect the way it feels so much. What it does affect is the body's got different levels or energy levels. And we've got a skin layer, we've got a muscle layer, we've got a tendon layer, we have a bone layer. And these are different levels that pathogens or the evil chi can get into your body or that your body's not functioning at properly. So we're going to use needle insertion to affect the different levels of the body in order to bring about that dynamic homeostasis, you know, to get that proper function coming back. And, you know, that doesn't matter so much to you. You can't tell if I'm putting it in literally a 16th of an inch or half an inch. That's not going to make any difference to you laying on the table. But it does to how we're affecting the way the energy flows through the body.
Now, in terms of how many sessions this takes, I was told by my chiropractor that my goal is to never see you again. You know, we want to fix this and we want to be done with this. This isn't something that I want to see you for the rest of your life on.
You have a good chiropractor.
In terms of acupuncture, is this something that, because it's involving energy flow and energy redirection and all of that, is this something that we should be making like a pattern in our lives?
Well, because of the way our world works, yes. Ideally, you're going to get your exercise, you're actually going to change your diet so that you're eating really well, you're going to develop a better way of relating with your friends and your family and your coworkers, so that stress is much better dealt with, and those are skills we do our best to give you so that you can deal more harmoniously with your life. If we achieve that, we don't need to see you except when, you know, something flares up or you mm-hmm. have an issue. You catch a cold. I mean, it is normal to catch a cold.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of a thing. Something goes wrong or some external stimulus pops in. But as a rule, what we're going to try and do is get the system back to work and do what it can do. I mean, part of acupuncture in this country is Chinese herbs as well. And we do the combination. We're trying not to give you something you're going to have to take for the rest of your life. And I think that's the biggest difference between Western pharmacology for chronic care and Chinese pharmacology for chronic care. We are trying to get the body to function the way it used to function again so that you don't need anything. And if we can do that, you don't need us. And that's our goal, is to make ourselves obsolete. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, that was great. I'd like for you just to revisit a comment. You was talking about the stresses that we face on a daily basis in our lives. And a lot of times I think we live our lives thinking that we can get along. We don't have to get along with people. We can stay in our little cubicles at work and do our thing, or, you know, not smile. But all of these things are energy that emanates from the body. So, because, you know, when you are happy, it shows on your face. That's what we always say to our children. If you're happy and you know it, you know, if your face will surely show it. And so, and you feel differently. But, you know, we have so many stresses that we have to face. And, of course, we do want to make sure that everything is holistic, where you're eating properly and healthy, and that you're exercising, and that you're managing well the stresses in your life. So when you are seen by a person and they want to bring all these things in harmony into their lives. So you say you actually teach them skills. Is it like counseling? Is it a form of, besides the medical portion that you do, is there the counseling portion involved?
Well, yes, it is. Chinese medicine doesn't make a distinction between the body, the mind, and the spirit. They're all one entity. It's you. I am treating you in all aspects.
And Darby, we have to take a break right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And when we come back, I would love to finish the answer to Glenda's question, but also I'd like to go back and talk about the history of acupuncture and the whole difference between Western philosophy and Eastern philosophy, because that's very important in understanding the why in choosing acupuncture, don't you think? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That'll be my pleasure.
All right. We'll be back. This is Healthy Futures. I'm here with Linda McKirkland. We're talking to Darby Valley, a licensed acupuncturist of a yoga doc in Kirkwood, www.yogadoc.com. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Yeah, my mind goes on.
Has Steve Franklin been on your mind? Join him online at WGNU.net.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown, and I just wanted to remind you that tomorrow at 10 o'clock at 4919 North Union. All of the volunteers for the wake-up call blanket drive will be gathering. You will get your T-shirts. You will get your assignments. You will be getting your marching orders. Because this year, with the second annual wake-up call blanket drive for the homeless, our goal is 5,000 blankets to be distributed on the streets of St. Louis for our homeless friends and neighbors. Some have said that this is an awfully ambitious goal, but I think that we can do it. I know that we can do it. I can't do it by myself. I need you all. We need volunteers, and the volunteer meeting is tomorrow at 10 o'clock at 4919 North Union. And don't forget that the blanket drive takes place a week from today with our friends Carver House. We partner once again with Carver House as we get to the second annual wake-up call blanket drive for the homeless. Please, we need your help. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock at 4919 North Union. Let's help make this second annual wake-up call blanket drive a huge success. And with your help, I know we will.
Always wanted to own your own home? Who doesn't? Ever worried about qualifying? Who hasn't? Never thought you'd qualify? Here's the answer to that question. Well, you will. Just call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. Owner financing on beautiful rehabbed houses. Call Lisa Krumpaski at 629-7830 for the answer to your home buying question. 314-629-7830 or mail ldkpc@hotmail.com.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGMU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, the cure for the common cause.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9. What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. This is Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides information on how to take better care of your own health. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to our Friday adventure with Healthy Futures. Our guest, of course, is Linda McKirkland, always with Healthy Futures, and our special guest this morning joining us from Yoga Doc in Kirkwood, licensed acupuncturist Darby Valley. Darby, welcome back.
Thank you.
We were talking about the difference between Western and Eastern philosophies of dealing with the body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the question I was answering was on therapy and, you know, getting people the tools they need to deal with their life. The most important tool I actually help people to develop is the ability to breathe. I can't tell you, of all fundamental things I teach, it's how to breathe that makes the biggest, most dramatic, and cheapest difference. People don't know how to breathe anymore. I mean, if everyone sitting there listening thinks about how am I breathing right now, am I breathing shallowly into my chest, or am I doing a deep, full intake of air into my belly? And that right there is a huge amount of difference. It affects how much energy you have. It affects how you relax. It affects your blood cortisol levels, your stress hormones. It affects your immune system. You know, all that makes a huge difference just in how you breathe and your ability to process oxygen and get rid of carbon dioxide. And that affects your mental state. That makes a huge, huge deal of difference. The other thing comes to the idea of if you're going to go to work, and you know you are because we all need our paychecks, do you want to go with a bad attitude or do you want to go with a good attitude? And study after study shows if you can maintain a sense of joy in your heart while you do something, your whole body is stronger. You said earlier that, you know, your face will surely show it, but it also comes out just, I mean, listen across the airwaves. You can hear when someone's smiling when you answer the phone. Mm-hmm. You can hear and feel people's good energy. There are people who you want to be around because they lighten up your day, and there are people you don't want to be around because they depress you and they bring you down. And study after study shows that's not just mental talk. It's not just it puts me in a bad mood. It really affects your immune system and your body's ability to fight infection, your body's ability to process its own waste.
And there's also people out there that suck energy as well.
There are indeed.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, we have all kinds of energy issues going on here. Darby, when we talk about, I want to talk, do the historical piece in terms of Western and Eastern philosophies of health.
Certainly. People might remember if you go back in Western medicine, you step back a few years, go back only 150 years, and you had a major... A very big number of schools of medicine. You had eclectics, you had homeopaths, you had naturopaths, you had your osteopaths, and then you had your allopaths. These were all different schools. Basically, most of them went out of business around the turn of the century, and the MD or the allopath came to the forefront. And then in the 40s, you had a big change with the advent of chemical medicine. The intervention or invention of the antibiotic made a huge difference for Western medicine. Finally, they had almost a magic bullet, and that allowed the dominance of medicine or drugs in the treatment of disease in the United States and the Western cultures. Chinese medicine is probably about 5,000 years old. We can document 3,000 years of herbal medicine, and we've got artifacts that look like they were used for acupuncture older than that. So it's been in continuous use and operation for over 3,000 years. The written record is that old as well. And the nice thing about Chinese medicine is it's all human tested. We didn't test it on animals first. We tested it on humans and found the patterns and the things that are universal across people. And that's what we apply today, that time-honored and expensive, you know, knowledge that we have gathered over the last 3,000 years of treating billions upon billions of people.
What do we have that's 3,000 years old that's been tested that long?
Water.
Yeah. So, Darby, how does one come visit you? I mean, do you have to have a certain type of insurance? What? How does that work?
The reality is very few insurances cover Chinese medicine. And because most Chinese medicine practices are going to be on the smaller side, we try our best not to inflate our rates. We try to keep it as affordable as we can. What I'm finding is more and more insurances are starting to give some reimbursement, and the best thing you can do is call up your insurance company and say, do you cover acupuncture? The next question you need to ask them is, do you cover acupuncture by a licensed acupuncturist? Mm-hmm. You've got three different classes of acupuncturists in St. Louis right now. You've got your chiropractor who does acupuncture. You've got your MD or DO who does acupuncture. And then you have your licensed acupuncturist. And the chiropractor and the MD have both gone to four-year medical schools. And then they took a 200-hour course in acupuncture, and they're practicing the acupuncture. And some of them are fantastic. The licensed acupuncturist went to a four-year school of oriental medicine. Now, our four-year school, they only give us a master's degree, but it is the biggest master's degree in the country at this point, I think. And we have learned all aspects of oriental medical thought, analysis, and diagnosis. So we are doing things from an oriental medicine perspective, not a chiropractic paradigm, not an allopathic paradigm. We've gotten enough of the Western medicine so we can converse with your doctor, you know, should that need be there. But we are going to look at you from the Chinese medicine point of view and see what we can do to help you. We're going to help you to understand what your dysfunction is, help you understand the imbalance, help you understand what foods you can eat, what emotional states you need to seek, how you need to sleep, breathe, what kind of acupuncture will help you, and what kind of Chinese herbs will help you. And it, you know, is a great thing when you're looking for that person. Okay, that said, you found an acupuncturist you want to go to. they're going to do an intake. They're going to get an idea of what your imbalance is, and they're going to first and foremost try to educate you. Those education points that I've talked about, let you be in the driver's seat. You are an active participant in getting better. We can't make you better. We can try, we can make a difference, but you are the person that's going to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
And the more active you are and the more you take responsibility for getting yourself better, the better we can help you.
So do we look for a piece of paper on the wall that says that you're a licensed acupuncturist?
Just ask.
Just ask. And how do you know that you've gone to a bad one?
I guess the proof's in the pudding on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you can go to one doctor and they won't be able to diagnose you right or fix you right, and then you go to another one and they help you, it wasn't their education and training that did it. Sometimes it is the individual physician or the acupuncturist, and sometimes it's just the intermix. There are people who are going to get you better, and there are people who, no matter how much they know and what they do, aren't going to be able to get you better just because you can't establish that rapport.
So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. If it doesn't work with one acupuncturist, doesn't mean that acupuncture doesn't work.
Absolutely. I get so many people who come in who say, I tried acupuncture and it didn't do this. And I go, well, maybe it wasn't time. Maybe it was just that acupuncturist was looking at it differently and was treating something that they saw as being, their assessment of the problem was different and didn't give you the results you needed. Most of those people get better. There are patients who I see and I'm like, I'm not helping you. I've got other people you can look at. They've got a slightly different skill set. They've got a different education, different priorities in the way they treat, or they might be able to motivate you in a way that I can't.
Mm.
And you can't undersell that. That makes a huge difference. Part of this is being able to be motivated and taught. Think about the teachers you've had. Some teachers could teach you English and some could not.
Absolutely.
Some could teach you math and some could not.
Absolutely not.
And we're trying to teach you health. Some I will be able to teach some people health, some I will not. That's why I have 3 acupuncturists that work in my office. I've got myself and 2 fellow acupuncturists, and they're both trained in the same way I am. We're all licensed acupuncturists, but we've got somebody for everybody. I'm a male. A lot of people don't want to see a male, so we've got 2 women.
Very good.
Yeah.
But always ask if they are a licensed acupuncturist.
The key is, more importantly, there's a certifying body called the NCCAOM, and that's the National Certifying Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. And they do the national exam for acupuncture, oriental medicine, Chinese herbology, and Chinese body work in this country. If it's a chiropractor or an MD who's passed the NCCAOM, they're gold standard as well. All licensed acupuncturists have passed the NCCAOM. Okay, so they have, that they learned what they were supposed to learn in school, and they know what they're supposed to know.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, Darby Valley, I want to thank you so much,
I
want to give out your website again, www.yogadoc, that's D-O-C, yogadoc.com. Thank you so much for joining us on Healthy Futures.
It's been my pleasure. Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good chi. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with Linda McKirkland. Linda, let's end as we always do.
Wow, that was fantastic. A lot of learning. I wish I had more time to really talk to him about some things. But, again, for some upcoming shows, next week we won't be...
No, but you're going to be visiting us at the Blanket Drive.
Yes, we'll be at the Blanket Drive.
That's right.
And the week after we won't be...
That's right,
show.
Because that's Thanksgiving week, and that Friday we'll be off the air.
And then, however, starting back in December, we're going
to... I want to start with cooking. We're starting with cooking. We've gone too long without a cooking class.
Okay, so I'll flip.
All right. Thank you very much.
Cooking.
Thank you very much.
On the first week in December. In December, we're going to be talking about aromatherapy. We're going to be talking about colon therapy and massage. We're going to talk about PMS and menopause,
too. Very good.
And I'm going to bring in... And the person to talk about culinary herbs, how they are healing just in what we use just to cook with.
Excellent.
And
excellent.
So we wanted to bring that to the listening audience. And again, just like to thank the audience for allowing us to do this, and thank Supporter Shaw International and Eternity Deli for the support that they bring to the program. And again, just encourage the listening community to, again, learn as much as you can about life and health and health issues and make better informed decisions. And although acupuncture and feng shui and those kind of things may seem a little out of the box, but they're all alternative ways that you can deal with the problems that you have in your life other than taking a pill.
They're very good. And maybe, Linda, when we do our cooking class, maybe we can focus on some vegetarian holiday recipes.
Okay, vegetarian holiday recipes.
Okay.
And then quickly, on December the 3rd, we're having a major fundraiser for the Dr. The Fishers. They, on their anniversary month of December, they always like to do some philanthropic work to support the work of children.
Okay.
And so we're having that, and it's going to be at 1509 Washington on the first floor. It's dress casual attire, and if anyone has any questions, they can call us at Support a Child, which is 314-454-9830, or they can call the deli at 314-454-1851.
Excellent. Linda, thank you so much, and I will see you at the blanket drive.
I'll be there. Y'all
are
blankets.
Y'all are bringing blankets, yes.
Blankets.
All right, folks, this is Liz Brown. I'll be back. We're taking a quick break. We'll be back with the Because We Care segment when your Because We Care packages. Stay with us.
Like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Hi, I'm Susan Smith Harmon. Join me every Friday at noon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to go to visit the only full-service Sears in the entire city of St. Louis? That's right. Right there at Union and Natural Bridge. I'm telling you, they've got televisions. They've got DVDs. They have DVRs. They have all kinds of things, your refrigerators, your stoves, everything that you need, and you don't need to take a bank loan out to get a tank full of gas to get to the mall. Don't have to do that. It's right here in our neighborhood at Union and Natural Bridge. Sears, full service. Get your shop on. I know there's stuff you have to buy this weekend. Get on over to Sears and get it done. Sears, get your shop on. Tell them I told you to.
Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be our special guest on Mondays at 9 on November 14th. He was in Iraq as an inspector for 7 years and made it very clear before the invasion began that Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction and that trying to oust Saddam Hussein would be extremely dangerous. He's also on record as saying the president has betrayed the American people by building the Iraqi threat on lies, and he might stoop to any level to do most anything. An exclusive wake-up call interview with Scott Ritter, coming up on the November 14th edition of Mondays at 9.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
The Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is set for Friday, November 18th. Volunteers are needed to man the two collection sites at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, and the lobby of the Congress and Senate Building, the home of WGNU, at 265 Union. Blankets to be accepted that morning starting at 6 o'clock. The actual broadcast from Carver House starts at 7. If you can help us help those in need, call the WGNU business office this morning at 454-6660 or email email your contact information to revolution@lizbrown.com. All volunteers receive a free second annual blanket drive t-shirt as a thank you. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Baby, it's the weekend. It's the weekend. Slow down. This is Liz Brown. Living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Okay, it's time for the Because We Care wake-up call gift packages. This is to the listener that can answer this week's question. In this week's Because We Care package, we're giving away the Bush on the Couch book. This is, you know what? Don't leave home without this. Okay? You know you want to have the Bush on the Couch book that analyzes, psychoanalyzes, makes some, you know, makes some things pretty clear. And it helps y'all heard the interview. I know you want this. It has a water bottle, wake up call, or a WGNU water bottle in it, a wake up call coffee mug, wake up call refrigerator magnets, WGNU keychains, all kinds of goody stuff. If you can answer the following question. This week, we did an interview with an attorney by the name of Corinne Carey, a researcher with Human Rights Watch. And we talked about the prisoners in the New Orleans jail. Now, what I am asking you is what happened to, describe what happened to the prisoners during Hurricane Katrina in the jails in New Orleans. The number here is 454-0400, 454-0400, and you will get a fabulous, can't be beat, gotta have, don't leave home without it, wake-up call Because We Care package. The number here is 454-0400. Give us a call. I know you want these packages. I know you need these packages. I know you feel these packages. So, Because We Care packages, and the winner has to answer the question of what we talked about Thursday, just a couple days ago, when we talked to Corinne Carey, an attorney and researcher with Human Rights Watch, and we discussed the issue of what happened to the prisoners in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. And part of the question that you have to answer too, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you this, I know our lines are full, I hope I don't lose y'all when I add this to it. What kinds of crimes were the people that were in those prisons, what kind of crimes were they mostly charged with? My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. And we're fixing to give some lucky person a Because We Care package. And you know what? Because there's so many of you on the line, and I have a feeling. I have a feeling that you all can answer these questions. I have a feeling that you can do this. I have a feeling that you can do this. Let me get to Vanita. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Can you answer the question and get your Because We Care package?
Yes, I can.
All right. Talk to me, Vanita.
Okay. They left them in the prison when the water reached up to their chest, and they had to break windows out in order to get some air. It was so hot in there.
Mm-hmm. And what were the crimes that the people were charged with, largely charged with?
Jaywalking, drinking, traffic violations, not showing up for court.
You know what? I think that you were truly, truly paying attention, don't you think, Howard? I think we have a winner. Miss Vanita, what I'm going to do is put you on hold, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm sorry. I feel like we probably should give more gifts. We probably should give away more than one because we care package. And unfortunately, we don't have time to give away more than one this week. But tell you what, here's what we're going to do. Oh, we'll have Because We Care packages to give away next Friday from our blanket drive. Okay? So thank you all so much. Thank you all so much for listening, for paying attention this week, and for jumping up to take advantage of our Because We Care package giveaway. I'm Liz Brown. Please don't forget tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Oh, and I want to do this too. I want to give out the phone number for the wonderful guest that we had on for acupuncture, Darby Valley. His number is 821-9642, 821-9642. If you want to get in touch with him, if you want to talk to them about getting some acupuncture done. My name is Liz Brown. 10 o'clock tomorrow at 4919 North Union. Volunteers for the second annual Wake Up Call. We can give 5,000 blankets to the homeless. I know we can. Meeting is tomorrow. The meeting for the volunteers is tomorrow, and the blanket drive is a week from today. Y'all need to be shopping this weekend to get your blankets. I'll be back, same time, same place, on Monday. Until then, stay strong.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Vallotta. On this Veterans Day, President Bush is en route to Scranton, Pennsylvania to speak at a military depot. The president will take on those who criticize his handling of pre-war intelligence during his speech.
There is a political motivation for the president's new vigorous defense of his Iraq policy today. Latest polls seem to indicate that many Americans, in fact a majority, have lost faith in the president's integrity and honesty.